All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the fifth session of Dragon Hearts.
Helloing.
Hello. Saying hello to our Hannah at home.
Yes.
Hannah.
For the listeners at home.
For the listener, singular Hannah.
If she even listens to it.
Yeah.
She might.
Or if any of us want to listen back.
So that she can.
We could insult her.
We love you.
Paul, you listened to the recap.
Yeah, I listened to the recap several days ago while I was in the middle of other things that I was, so I was not paying full attention. But here's the recap, Will.
Mm-hmm.
So they were on the ship, and Hannah went to talk to the captain. And the captain was a sexy robot.
What?
When was anybody sexier than the other robots?
I don't think anybody said that.
I don't know where you got sexy from, but you can pop off.
You say he was more refined.
Same thing. It means something entirely.
I am.
And to Paul's mind, that's
I am abridging. I am
refined equals sexy in Paul's mind.
You pretty much said exactly that. But. Anyway, so continuing. The captain didn't say anything really because it was classified, but they were headed to some town with a name that
Lauren.
I don't remember. Lauren.
Lauren.
Yeah.
And then.
Captain's sister.
Yeah.
And then there was a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, there was some conversation between the others and August about. One, whether August was born from an egg. Two, whether August was hearing voices. Three, I don't think there was a third thing.
No, the third thing is what the voices were saying.
Oh, yeah, whether dragons could be called by going roar.
No. That's a different conversation.
Separate conversation.
We were trying to verify that August's voice and head was not evil.
Yeah.
And also not just psychosis.
Yes.
But you know that, Hannah, so I'm not sure why I felt the need to recap that, except for the fact that Will is here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't listen to that.
I guess I
recording.
Should continue to recap.
Yeah.
So, and then there was dragon.
Zoe, can you do the dragon call for us one more time?
No. Zoe, I need you to recap the dragon.
Yeah,
the
what happened with the dragon call?
That's the dragon ball.
No,
Ayeni, snuck and, listened to the conversation on the, that the...
Eight foot tall orc, by the way. Sneaking.
Yes, 8 foot tall orc, sneaking.
Hey, it worked.
Crashed.
She's a ranger.
It did. She listened...
She's a tree.
Rangers barely know her.
On a ship.
God!
What's that weird bush on, in my peripheral vision?
On that random ship in the middle of the sky.
No, she listened into the conversation, and they were saying how, yeah, there was, rogue agents, and she was able to deduce, because she's so smart, that there were dragons in the area, possibly, and so she went to Tali and asked about that, and if there was an ability or you were a way to communicate with dragons or call them by just saying roar.
Yeah, you gotta do the roar. Do the
did
roar.
Did you ask that in the form of a question, or did you just, wonder that out loud or anything?
Yeah, she's like, can you call them just by...
roar.
Perfect.
Obviously you could, because a dragon came.
Yes.
The dragon call did canonically work.
And then a dragon came. And then there was a dragon, and mm-hmm. they tried to fight it for a little bit.
I don't think we fought it at all.
No.
We were interacting with it.
I gently put
my
hand...
They were trying to scare off the dragon. You tried to make rocks smell like rotten eggs.
Yeah.
I tried to lure it away.
Or didn't you, try to make rocks smell like a steak or something?
Yes.
Yeah, I tried to make it go
so
away.
So we were, throw it overboard and hope the dragon followed it.
And then I tried to gently touch its paw.
Yeah, and then
its paw?
I don't think it has a paw.
The claw.
Talon? Yeah, that.
Yeah, didn't it recoil or something?
Yeah, was not a fan of that. But I was just trying to be so nice to this dragon.
The dragon told us the city we were going to did not exist anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, something. He said something like that. I think that was the implication of what he said.
And we also saw fires in the distance, so we don't think it exists anymore.
Really?
Yeah, and then you
perfectly cooked a deer after we had a
I did not. That is actually not what happened.
Yeah, and then the ship crashed because the dragon got it, because they convinced the dragon to let them go. But the ship is gone.
We were on a lifeboat. Because
it exploded.
Oh.
Aunt Macy's in her Michael Bay arc.
Yes.
True.
Yeah.
My Michael Bay era.
She likes exploding ships.
Nathan tried to cook and failed spectacularly.
Yeah,
Anna tried to cook and failed spectacularly.
Yeah, three people rolled
three
once.
Nat ones in a row.
I think I also failed to cook.
Yeah.
And so did Annie.
No, I didn't.
No, you did fine, I think. And then we went to go find food.
Yeah, for
and I got like an unnatural 20. And so Macy was like, what do you find? I said, so a piece of the ship that was on fire broke off and went through a deer's head. And the fire perfectly cooked the deer.
Insane of you.
It's actually on a pike. Just
cooked
spinning
to
right
perfection.
Now.
Yeah.
It's
so
weird.
It's over a fire.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Part of the ship
medium
that was just
well
lit.
Deer.
And there was just a deer that got impaled and was just slowly spinning on the rod.
And
perfect.
That's, we had some more conversations, and that's about it.
There was also some deer jerky on the side, too.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
Just perfectly preserved. I don't know how. It was perfectly skinned, too. It's strange.
Hey, we don't ask questions.
No.
We're
not.
On the list.
No, this is
got
D&D.
No when to hold them.
Okay.
No when to fold them.
And then Nathan said he's really good at counting gold.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the only part I know.
That was a while ago. We also explored some of the ship. We found some blueprints.
I think
blueprints.
That's the best part I got.
We found some blueprints for Dragonheart weapons.
Yeah.
We found eggs. It was a very egg-centric episode.
Egg.
It was also a very eccentric episode.
Yes. I found a weird-looking thingy.
Yes, you did.
Oh, and you got a bunch of money that you split up. How much was that?
It was like, what was
you
it, 10?
Everyone got
I think,
10 gold.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay, now I have 10 gold.
I have 25.
I have 25. Nick,
spend
I love your
on
shirt
all
so
the
much.
Shops we've
I love
been
them.
To.
All the shops
so
we're gonna
cute.
Get to, I guess.
What is that
from
again? It's from Finland.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I'm sorry I had like a nervous freak out after listening.
No, you're
okay,
fine.
I was just like to Zoe, I'm like, is he okay?
It's like, I don't know, I really...
It was everything that you wanted,
I left the session to work on my costume for Dragon Con.
Yeah.
And then I really didn't have a great time at Dragon Con.
Yeah.
So I was really just not. I was really feeling like I made a gigantic mistake in going.
You did.
Wait, what happened?
I ended up walking around in a costume that I didn't manage to get really all the way finished.
Oh,
I mean, it looks
alone
pretty good.
All day.
It still looked good.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, because none of
really
us could
not,
go.
Yeah.
Poor thing was alone.
I was moving.
I had never been to a con alone.
Yeah.
It's a wild experience.
It is a wild experience.
It's a miserable experience.
I
like it.
And I will never go
my
alone.
First few I went by myself.
Yeah, I went to AWA by myself on the
same.
First day.
Yeah.
Going to a con with a mission by yourself is tolerable.
I had no idea what I was
going for a specific
into.
Purpose.
Yeah, you're going for a thing and then you're leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like wandering around aimlessly, just like I wasn't getting immersed into anything
well,
at all.
Yeah. I thought Adam and my brother and some other people.
Oh, they were there.
Did they?
Don't know where.
Adam did not respond to my text message.
Gotcha.
He was because the day before he was texting me and was like, hey, are you gonna be here tomorrow? And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna be in the vendor hall all day. And he was like, okay, I'm gonna be there.
I think they were at one of the raves.
And then I texted him that day, that Saturday, and I was like, hey, well, I'm gonna be there. And I heard nothing from him. So, that's great.
Love that.
A little rude.
I'm sorry,
okay.
Paul. I'll for sure go to the next one with you.
Thank you.
I don't think I'll be moving that time.
I hope
so,
not.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, hopefully not.
All right, do you feel recapped, Will?
Enough. Okay. Let's cap back on.
Basically, same thing,
no cap.
But
yes,
no
cap.
Ship.
But yes, cap.
Yep.
Wrong foot again.
But we're free agents.
Yeah,
yeah, we are.
I'm free.
Or so
we
did.
Well, until the guy finds us.
The guy teleports in and then just wrecks us.
Yeah, that could happen.
Free.
What is that?
Oh, it's a
your
it's
mom.
Like a
fidget
it's
thing.
A knuckle.
Yo.
That's cool.
May I see?
Yeah.
That is cool. You can see. You can't touch though.
Try with the first three fingers first, because the pinky's awkward. Yeah, the pinky sucks. You gotta. Do it with the first three fingers first.
I'm realizing I don't have enough coordination. In
well, you haven't dropped it yet.
You have to
so,
you have
yeah.
to swap it over top the
over this one.
Yeah.
So
I can barely
okay.
do my left hand.
So
you might be.
It's just a fidget thingy because
I just can't like I can't do like the Vulcan salute either.
Oh, you can't do this.
Trying to skip fingers.
Yeah, the pinkies.
I do it with
suck.
My. I do it with my
pinky muscles are not well developed.
The tendon's like there's nothing to.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if pinkies became vestigial in the next like million years.
Yeah.
They're such, they're
you
such
just
useless.
Don't need them.
Can you
really?
It gets. Ugh. I get around here, and the pinky is fine for me, but then I get right there, and when I grab it,
yeah, it becomes a little.
Yeah, I can do that just fine. It's like this. I swear, it's like there's separate like.
It has a mind of its own.
I do that with my pens all the time at work.
You can't
I'll just be sitting there, and I'll either be just like doing a little.
Hey, babe, why don't you wink for us?
Shut up! I get it. I can't wink. Good lord. All right.
Okay,
we gotta lock in, guys.
Yeah,
we
gotta lock in.
Beforehand, we're gonna have to sit through all of this.
30 minutes of chattering.
Welcome to Distractables.
Luckily,
we start off with
yes.
It's an adventuring party.
It's
an adventuring party.
My name is Markiplier. Welcome.
I ate baby carrots so bad I had to go to the hospital.
Not the last one. Did you watch the one where, Murph like just closed his hoodie.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of,
so we're
Murph
like in the middle.
Liked
of
one of my posts recently.
That was wild.
Did
anyway,
wait, did
sorry.
We, did
I just
we
said
ever...
we needed to lock in,
yes.
and I got distracted
yes.
again.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Did we leave the campsite and reach
no.
the town?
No, we are about.
We decided to leave
campsite.
It there because
okay.
it started
yeah.
too much to go keep going, and then we each talked for like half an hour.
Had a rough nap. Woke up in the forest.
Like this was probably
feel
just
like
I think canonically, you guys have been you have they have been traveling
been
along with you.
You've been here the whole time.
Been here
the
yeah.
whole
time.
Time.
So they were just doing other stuff. They were there with you while
yeah.
all of this is going on.
I like the idea
Coward,
that I was
yeah.
asleep and then I just woke up in the shipwreck.
That would have been tragic. Okay. So you all
falling out of the ship lands in the
in your
boat.
Campsite. Yeah.
In the campsite. Man, that was a rough nap. I feel sore all over.
I would too.
So, yeah.
It's like I got hit by a truck.
Feels like
okay.
I fell out of the sky.
Oh my god, okay.
Ooh,
I'm
right.
pretty sick.
Did it hurt?
Of course it did.
Okay, so, you guys all wake up at your little campsite in the forest out on the outskirts of the town of Lurin. Is there anything that you want to do before heading into the city?
Can I look to see if there's, like, tracks or anything?
Mm-hmm.
And any, like, or, like footprints that could be leading somewhere or animal, like, something that could indicate us of if there's still life around the city or if this is completely just abandoned and, like, uprooted.
Yeah.
Are we around the coast, or are we just...
No. You're
okay.
pretty inland. You're
pretty
up in
inland.
Forest.
Okay. That's fine. I just wanted to know for my favorite terrain thing.
We're north, right?
Yes, we are north.
You're almost at the border between
right.
Ilya
yeah.
and Kurza.
Okay.
Do we
I
know which
so.
Way is north?
Oh.
Yes.
Towards the city,
yeah.
I think.
How do we know which way is north?
Depending on where the sun is.
Oh, bears.
Because I'm north.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense with the sun.
Yeah.
14.
14.
It'd be survival, right? Or would it be...
Yeah,
it'd be
survival
yeah.
for tracking. So yeah, you're able to kind of... You're sort of like take a lay of the land. It does look like... You're able to... You probably see a handful of tracks of like they're coming in the opposite direction of the city.
Mm-hmm.
So like people who have grabbed their stuff
and
fled,
run, okay,
in the middle of the attack. So it's kind of hard to make out anything distinct because it's just a lot of tracks, kind of very frantically running. You guys are close enough to the city that
yeah.
you like. You're still getting some of that sort of information, but you're not close enough to like get to some of the sort of like surrounding farmlands.
Yeah.
That would be like outside of the city walls. So you would have to go a bit farther away from camp in order to like
okay.
get to farms and such.
I'm still just gonna follow those tracks like backward, like
backward.
I mean, we at
yeah.
least know what direction it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
What are we supposed to be doing at the city?
I'm sorry, my brain.
I'm going to say Gunnar.
Vigo.
Vigo. Yeah, you marked.
Assuming
which
that you have been with the group,
yes,
and you have known all of this information this whole time. When you back on the ship, when you heard the name Loren, that was another thing we didn't cover in the recap. Everyone tried to clarify whether or not they knew where Loren was.
Yeah,
I was just trying to
if they had been there before. Most of the people who were stationed in Janok have never been there before.
I didn't
possibly
even try
some
to
of the people
it.
From Ilya or Persa have passed through there before.
Oh, I probably don't know where it is and have not been.
No, you would not. No, probably not.
We found out Constantine doesn't know the names of places, he just wanders.
Does not keep track of town signs.
Yeah,
I probably know about landmarks. I've seen that before. The world's largest fallen street.
Yeah, like
where
you see it.
Where the
big mountain.
Where the Windies used to be.
Yeah.
A big tree in the middle of a city.
Yeah.
It's a tree city.
Gunnar, you've definitely been to Loren. The name definitely rings a bell. And you know that it is because that's where Sansa it lives.
Sans?
Salsa. Sorry.
I'm sorry. We're getting salsa?
Salsa.
Salsa lele?
Salsa lele.
Don't insult salsa.
Salsa lele?
I will come at you.
Sorry. I had briefly forgotten my name. Because this is where salsa lives.
Oh.
Salsa people?
I'm running.
Yeah.
Just all of a sudden, Gunner, like Minecraft style, spawns and is like, oh shoot! And starts sprinting.
You see just a blank stare as information gets downloaded, and then he just runs.
Consciousness downloaded. Oh no!
Oh no, bro.
I assume we're all going to follow him sprinting to the city.
Yeah?
As soon as he does,
like
yeah.
I'm gone.
Yeah.
You just like sleeping peacefully, wake up, and are just like, wait.
Yes.
Is someone running? He wakes up, pulls off like his
Gunnar just jumps over you.
Yeah. You're in your little nightie with the
he's
hat.
He's got the eye on your
running. Eye cover thing.
Why are you running?
Stop this. That's so cute.
So yes, you all wake up to find Gunnar absolutely in a breakneck sprint. Towards the where you think this direction of the city is.
I'm up and going as well.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm booking
it's not like
it.
You have much of a camp to take down.
Yeah.
Only a few things to pack up.
Because y'all built a lean to, I believe.
Yes.
You and Con.
That was the part that was mildly successful. It was the food that was really bad. So we'll start off with Gunnar since you're the one in front. You are sprinting. you run. So you're sprinting. I don't know. Do you think that you can sprint at full speed for 45 minutes?
No, I'm just
no one
meaning
can.
I'm taking off.
Yeah.
I'm going at a sustainable fast pace.
Yes.
Not sprinting.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
I'm not
so,
just
yeah.
lollygagging.
That's fair. So you are, as you're making your way into the city, you pass through some of the sort of outlying farmlands that are surrounding the town of Loren.
Mm-hmm.
And they are mostly in shambles. It seems like there's a lot of fields of crops that are still sort of like smoldering, even the morning after, of just fields of wheat and barley and vegetable crops that are just chaff now, essentially.
Does it look like so if they're smoldering that they've been set fire to, I guess?
Yes.
At some point. Mm-hmm. Does it look like it would have been dragon fire breath?
That's
just
probably
the assumption.
What we were thinking,
yeah. Because I feel like there would be like
there's a convenient cylinder of
like from a
dragon
like swooping and breathing. That was
a
like
you're not. Swing. You would have to get up a lot higher at an advantage point. Higher vantage point than that.
When I was looking at the city from up, when we
more
were
than 12 feet,
it probably like I would have been able to see kind of what it looked like.
I think that you were more focused on the biggest blaze, which was coming from the city itself.
But my assumption would have been...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, yeah. We're assuming. Yeah. The dragon told us city gone, and it was fire.
Yeah.
We assume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
What do you mean? Sorry, I said assume, and I had to think about him.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate what you're the assumptions you've been making, doing to my reputation.
As you continue to pass through all of the smoldering farmland, mm-hmm. You notice that it seems like... actually, roll me a perception check.
Oh, it's actually fairly good.
Dragons? No.
15? Okay. You notice that it seems you're able to kind of gather from the site of the farmland that it seems that some of the damage was targeted. Like, you notice that there's still a handful of houses that are intact. Mm-hmm. But it seems as though most, if not all, of the crops and farmland specifically is just charred.
So it's targeting the crops.
Which would be their resources and their sustain, like, how they sustain.
Yeah, it's basically a siege at that point.
So, as you continue running in, you get up to the city itself, and the side of the city that you come up on, it seems to be the worst. You come up and you see that there would have been a wall surrounding the outside of the city. It's black and charred and caved inward on one side, kind of toppling over several of the buildings on, like, the outer wall of the city. It seems like a lot of the internal structures have been... It's kind of like, I mean, most of this city is built out of, like, stone and metal, and so it's not, like, ablaze. Mm. But you can see where there's been a lot of destruction. It almost kind of looks like a chunk of the city has kind of been, like, caved in on itself. Mm. You notice it's kind of up on a hill, and you notice that, like, most of the damage is up at the top of the hill. Like, whatever structure was once there is, like, there are sometimes where they're like, this was the wall. This was a building. Whatever was on the top of the hill is so crumbled to rubble, you cannot even tell what it was there, was supposed to be there before.
Can I roll a history check to see if I remember?
Yeah.
Mm.
You can roll with advantage, because you've been here more than anyone else.
Yeah.
Oh. 9.
No.
I never paid that much attention to the top of the
hill.
You
never spent much time sort of in, like, the northern district of Loren. You were much more concerned with, like, the southern district and the areas around the wall. That was where most of your business was.
Oh, okay.
So you're like, hey, there was something up there that's not there. Like, you're running up and you're like, the skyline of Loren is off because there is supposed to be something at the top that's not there anymore. But you couldn't tell what that was supposed to be.
Look up. Weird. Okay. Keep walking.
Yep. But... You do find, and you all would find this as you start to come closer to the city. I am going to say, and this is going to be sort of a thing that at least our two tiefling members would be more aware of, and those who are taking care of our tiefling members would also be aware of, is that oftentimes in towns that have been attacked by dragons, there's sort of like a trickle-down fallout for the tiefling community, that it's... There's a sort of, like, urban rumor myth that, like, the more tieflings you have in a city, the more likely you're going to be attacked by a dragon, that they sort of, like, bring dragons with them. So our tiefling members are probably going to have to be extra careful within the city in order to make sure that they are not spotted as tieflings.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so how is it that there were so many tieflings on the island? How many, like,
this is an urban myth and a legend.
Oh, okay.
It's like
you don't know if that's true, but you do know that, like, the townspeople will most likely think it's true.
Okay.
And therefore, you should probably keep a closer eye on your buddies so that they don't get caught up in stuff.
Racism.
The theme of this campaign.
Racism. Unfortunately. Two thumbs up from Jonathan.
Great.
Love it.
Wow, gosh, you like racism? Weird.
No, I was saying great racism.
The racist.
I'm gonna cancel. I'll kill any of them. They come after you.
I do want to do a perception check as I'm walking through the walls. Okay. It looks like this is where it was mostly focused.
Mm-hmm.
To see if there was anything other than dragons attacking.
Here we have dragons.
I can do dragon call if you need.
I'm going to dragon on you real quick.
I'm going to dragon on you real quick.
18.
Can you do a dragon on
roll? I thought that would be perception or investigation.
You're looking for something in particular, so investigation.
Okay, 16.
Okay, that's fine. So, as you're coming through the city, you are all... you're starting to see a little bit more life as you get farther into the city. It seems to be just sort of like some really... haggard people that have been left alive after this attack, that a lot of them are like trying to pick through the rubble looking for survivors, because this happened the evening before. And so there are people trying to pick through the rubble in order to find people. There are people trying to move dead bodies out of the street. So you're able to kind of catch a glimpse at some of this movement, and there's a lot of people who are like kind of staring at you in wonder, not necessarily because they would identify you as tiefling, but because they're just like living unscathed people through this side of town. How did you get here? Where did you come from? What can you do about this?
I was gonna say, yeah. Can I try to like help some of them move the rubble and try to like?
Yeah.
I love that Gunnar's disguise for not being a tiefling is being such a strange tiefling that no one knows he's a tiefling.
Yeah.
You're something else. You're not
such
a tiefling,
such a monstrous-looking tiefling that no one recognizes him as a tiefling.
Like, you're a little freak.
You must be a different species.
Yeah.
So what would that be?
I've never seen one of you before.
I kind of imagine that most people think you're wearing some sort of headdress that has antlers. That you're like some sort of druid.
Yellow jacket.
Wearing an antler headdress.
Will a druid?
Oh, never. Yeah, can I
you managed to do a druid in disguise.
Are there like people around that I could try and heal?
You could definitely pass as a
Yeah,
especially with your eyes, too.
Yes.
pitch black eyes of a night sky.
Yeah. If you...
How does your DNA know what this night sky looks like?
Magic. I'm
a
circle
yeah,
of the
roll
stars,
me
Druid.
Survival in order to
try to get some people to help get the rubble.
How do I
actually,
know what that
roll
is?
Actually, roll me athletics. That feels like a strength.
I do that.
19.
Oh, heck yeah. You see these like two this elderly man and this elderly couple that are like trying to pick through some of this rubble. They're like oh goodness.
Oh right, I'm big. I keep forgetting like what I'm playing.
Hi.
Oh no, I'm going to hell. Is there something in here that you were looking for?
He goes, it's been he's trying to explain like this was their house and they're trying to see if they can't find any of their like
belongings
that were left.
Yeah.
Our house has collapsed in the middle of our street.
Man has fallen into a river in Lego City.
Oh my god, I knew the Lego City thing was gonna come up. Okay.
He's just like, but we can't. The rubble is, they're like they're elderly, they can't sniff through all of this.
They don't know how to talk.
They're old.
Yeah.
They can't speak.
Have you tried talking to old people? It's difficult.
It's difficult.
Depending on the level of elderliness, yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry, and I'm gonna start like picking up rocks. And
You're picking up rocks, they're kind of right behind you, being
so
like,
strong.
Oh, look under that. But try to move that other way, and you're able to find like some
400 gold pieces.
You are able to find some like There's some, like, some stores of food. There's, like, a... almost like a little totem that they carry with them. There's, aww, like, some of the wife's jewelry. They find her little jewelry box that's got some stuff in it. So you're able to kind of unpiece. You move one rubble out of the way, and you see the most decrepit-looking cat walk out of there.
Oh, thank goodness
it's
alive.
Like, so mad that it's been stuck here overnight. And they're like,
oh, food
you
time.
Found him! And, and they're like,
she's gonna, like, just carefully pick up this cat.
Like, the picture of the cat being taken from the fire, they was like, yeah, 'twas I that set the fire!
Yes, yes.
Roll dexterity, stepping through the cat attacks him.
Honestly.
So yeah, so they're able to do this stuff. You wanted to try and heal some people?
Yeah, I wanna see if I can catch up. I have an herbalism kit, I can make medicine rolls.
Yeah. Make me a medicine roll, and we'll just determine how many people you can help.
I rolled a...
Those are cool
two.
Dice.
That's a 5.
That's a 5.
Okay. Medicine is 10.
Okay. You managed to find... there's like a young girl, probably in her early teens, kind of huddled on the street corner. She's kind of holding her arm tenderly as she... You can see that they're just burn marks all over her arm. And she's crying.
Me too.
But you, what do you do in order to help her?
Well, that'd be like a salve, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess you'd do that and you'd wrap it up in like a... I don't think I have bandages.
Loosely, right?
Well, yeah, he wouldn't like torque it down like an idiot. He's not making a tourniquet.
Yeah.
Good. I had to take training on this recently.
I'm stealing Nick's.
I mean, I close his eyes
like,
all the time.
I'll just, like, cut part off one of the two blankets I have.
So fair, and I managed to wrap it around.
Yeah.
The girl stares at you in shock for, like, 90% of the time that you're banging up her arm.
It's very awkward.
And then finally she's just able to mutter up, it's still, like, a very weak, thank you. She takes her arm back, and sort of like huddles onto to the street. What were you trying to roll for? You were trying to get something a moment ago.
Oh.
No.
Oh, you wanted to know if it was attack. Oh yeah.
I
think you might have rolled for it.
I already rolled for it.
Yeah, you did. Okay. I remember what I was gonna do.
It was a 9 and I didn't get anything.
No. That was from the farmland.
That was most recent perception. I didn't get anything from that.
No, you rolled an investigation check, and it was a 16. Because you were looking for something in particular.
Okay. Oh, no, it's the history check that I rolled a 6 on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did any of you see him doing that?
See him do what? See
me doing that.
Healing.
You're probably no. I'll say yeah. I'm
in
the
pinky
size.
I'm in the rubble.
I appreciate the having fun of the toy, but I need to select.
I'd probably also be looking to see if I recognize anyone.
Oh yeah, that's a fair.
That's
point.
That's so fair. I'm gonna say that you managed to kind of like catch a glimpse of some of the people who are carrying off one of the dead corpses. And you notice that like it's generally covered in burns, but then you also are like, hey, that's like a puncture wound in that guy's side. That doesn't seem like a dragon. They're like, and you kind of glance and you're like, there's like a slash on that guy. That doesn't seem so, like, it's hard to make out because so many of these people have just been burned. But you're able to kind of perceive a little further and be like, wait, no, that burn is covering up the fact that he has also been stabbed.
Yeah.
And so, yes, so you're aware of all this. You do not see anyone that you're aware of. I will say that you know that Sasa's place is like on the other side of town.
Okay.
So you're not necessarily, you're hoping that you don't recognize anybody over here, but it's less likely
yeah.
you're going to recognize anyone over here.
I heard you say that earlier, so I wasn't expecting that.
No, that's fine.
But I'm going to keep walking towards the south side of town.
Cool. All right.
You said there was a big tower in the middle of town?
something.
There's a big pile of rubble in the middle of the town that was something that's no longer there.
I guess that will intrigue me.
Okay. You want to wander off?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am going to talk to Gunnar and just be like, Gunnar, are we looking for something specific? You kind of just bolted this morning.
Yeah, I'm looking for a friend's place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where are we going? Which way do we need to go?
She's in the southern district.
So, let's find that way.
So, I'm going that way.
All right.
Yeah.
Constantine, you gonna be okay?
I feel like Constantine is kind of gone.
That's what I'm saying.
Constantine is like, you like see Constantine start to like wander off.
I'm like,
we're gonna send the ghost of August with you.
It's like August,
you and August can go try and figure out what's going on.
When you lose it's like when you lose your friend in a crowd, you're like, where did they go? And they move like 12 feet that way, but you just can't find them because they're like around the corner or like in a crowd.
Stay vigilant, everyone. Oh, wait, where's Constantine?
Apparently not vigilant enough. So you managed to make your way over to the other, like, you're starting to make your way through the distracted side of the city. And the closer you get to the south side, you see more and more, buildings are intact. There's more people. There seems to be, so the dragon was like, the city is no more. You started to realize that was probably a little bit of an overpompous estimation of the dragon's power. The dragon took out a good chunk of the city, but it's not gone.
Yeah.
There was a lot of the south side that was like kind of protected by the size of the city. And so there's a lot more buildings that are like have damage but are intact. You see a lot of people running around caring for the wounded. There's a lot of people who are going out on the streets and passing out food and trying to be like, hey, I haven't seen them since last night. Do you know where they went? Oh, yeah, no, he's over in this house over here. And they're like, you're like in the middle of a disaster zone, but these people are all working together in order to.
That's sweet.
So you're able to. This is definitely like very. You have gone from the desolate, there is no one here except people moving corpses. To, okay, this is where all of the living people are left. you managed to, you know where, did she run a tavern or an inn?
Oh, I knew. Okay.
It was a tavern inn.
With combination.
Yeah.
It was tavern inn combination.
By the way,
she runs a pub that had a public house.
Yeah. Is there any, but like, continued emergency going on, or is like everything good? By the way, I feel like that's important.
Yeah. I think the closest thing to an ongoing emergency, it seems like most of the fire has been put out.
Okay.
At this rate, like I said, there's not like wooden and thatched buildings in order to catch fire.
I didn't want us to just be like, oh yeah, we're gonna go walk, and there was like actively somebody in like a building collapse or anything.
No.
Okay.
Not from what you can tell, and it also seems that like. There are enough able-bodied people that are taking care of the last stragglings of the chaos.
Okay.
But like the elderly couple that you helped probably were people who had escaped last night and are coming
back
into that side of the city of the town in order to
that
kind of piece
sense.
Together all of their stuff.
Okay. That's all. I just wanted to clarify that before we continue, but we're good.
Yeah. So yeah, you know, even in all of this chaos, exactly where Sasa's place is.
Mm-hmm.
And you manage to sort of weave your way through the crowds of people in order to make your way over there. You notice that it is particularly busier than normal. There are sort of, you can see, you've worked here long enough that you recognize a lot of the staff. You see that some of the staff have set up a table outside. With like big cauldrons of soup that they're passing out to some of the refugees from the other side of the city. It's kind of round its way around the buildings. You kind of have to squeeze through them in order to get inside.
Yeah.
And once you get inside, you see that a lot of the tables have been moved out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like cots and stuff for the injured and stuff. And you see Sasa is there kind of in the middle of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like, not necessarily actively doing any work, but she's kind of standing in the middle of the room being like, that person needs water over there. That person, they were like, oh, you're bringing in him? Bring him and put him over there. So she's like in the thick of everything. Describe to us what Sasa looks like.
Sasa is
an elderly orc lady.
Oh.
She... I mean, she's a very, like, motherly figure. Just running an inn and... I mean, as you can see, taking care of the people around the town. Got gray hair. I don't know. Wearing just normal innkeeper clothing. But, yeah.
Okay.
She's not like...
I forgot what my NPCs were.
It'll be relevant eventually, later.
I looked at what NPCs I know.
She's got... here's the description of her. She's a tall, orcish woman with dark green, almost black hair.
Slay.
Are we all looking at her NPCs?
Yeah.
A fairly slender build for an orc, more like a lean human body.
I'm sorry, what?
And,
NPCs do I
small, know? With small tusks. She's, yeah.
Hell
she's
yeah.
Very kind-hearted, 75-year-old.
75?
Yeah, she's elderly.
Yes.
Okay.
She's definitely elderly, does not look her age in this moment, in the sense that she's commandeering, she's like, probably gives off the vibe of, like, a very kind elderly, like, old grandma for the most of the time. You see her now, and you're like, oh yeah, this is definitely like a prime warrior orc woman in her day, because she is commanding, the room.
Did you say how tall she was?
You just said tall.
I just said tall.
Tall, okay. I just didn't know if she was, like, around Ayani's height, or... Probably a little bit shorter.
How tall is Ayani again?
Like, 8 feet. 8 feet.
Mm. So, I think at the most she'd be, like, 6'5".
Yeah, she's tiny.
6'5", 7 foot, somewhere around there.
There are 8 foot tall skeletons at Home Depot. And that they
were 12.
Yeah,
are they 12?
There are. Yeah.
Well, there's like
there might be.
I think there are also 8 ones.
Yeah, there might be smaller ones.
There's probably like 12 foot tall ones as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I've seen the different skeletons. Just imagining
that
you
that.
Like standing right. That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like a whole 2 feet taller than me.
Yes. Yeah. She's huge. She's.
I've been next to some seven feet tall people, and they're
massive.
Yeah. One guy got out of a 9/11. He's like 7 foot.
Bro,
dude,
I have trouble
fit in this car. He had to get the special like
I thought it was
two-way seats in order to like be able to scoot back all
yes.
the way in order
well,
to fit into the
also,
car.
Also, the thing is like 7 feet tall people always look like stretched out.
Yeah,
like she would proportionally make sense as well.
Yeah.
She wouldn't be like this tiny little twig person.
Yeah,
right.
She'd be
yeah.
enormous. It'd be like looking at an adult when you're like.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. Exactly.
There's also going to be an 8 foot tall Chewbacca this year. So
nice.
Anyway.
Nice.
But anyways, yes, Sasa.
So yeah,
Sasa.
Gunnar probably like stops in the doorway, takes a bit of a breath.
Oh.
And then he's gonna walk over to her. It like kind of
yes.
compose himself and then walk over to her.
You see that she's just like commanding everyone, and then she sees you walk up, and she kind of melts back into the grandma persona for a moment. And she's just like. Gunnar, you're here. What are you doing here? What are you doing? You weren't supposed to be back here.
We got
for
kidnapped.
I'm sorry. What? Did you get kidnapped?
Sorry.
It's fine.
Who kidnapped my boy?
It's fine. We were just in the area.
Sorry, that was a bit of an exaggeration. We were being. Someone was really pressuring us into a quest.
We were given a job very aggressively.
She just goes, well, I guess in your business that happens sometimes.
Occasionally.
I'll just play better. Because we have met.
Yes, you have met.
Have met.
She's just
You've
like...
met Sasa?
Yes.
I have met Sasa.
She just goes,
such a pleasure.
Well, hello there, little man. How are you?
Oh,
it's been a...
Precious.
She was,
little man.
She was... She goes over to Vigo. I imagine she like takes her cheek and is just like, oh,
I'm
don't
just
do
like
this
straight face, like
absolutely unfazed. She's just like, well, it's so good to see you with so many friends. You brought so many new faces. I apologize, friends. I am usually a bit more hospitable in times unlike these. We are.
How's everyone else? Everyone else doing good? I see.
you're doing good?
Yes, yes. Well, we have unfortunately put most of them to work. There's a lot of moving parts over here, so...
Yeah, I just want to make sure everyone's good. And
we thankfully escaped most of the onslaught being on this side of town.
Yeah,
so.
What did happen?
Yeah.
She goes, well, it was the craziest thing. I've lived in Loren for most of my life, and we have lived largely unfazed by most of the sort of about most natural disasters and political conflicts, but I don't know what it was. It was late last night when all of the sudden we heard the bell tower ring out from the cathedral, and that woke up most everybody, and I'm glad that they caught it when they did, but before I could even make it outside, I could smell the smoke from the other side of the city.
That was the building on top of the hill, right?
Yeah,
I don't know what it is. I feel like the Ecclesiastes Cathedral got hit hardest out of everybody. She goes, yeah, that's one of the things that we've kind of been struggling with the most over here is that the dragon in the attack, it took out the city's dragon heart, and we don't have any power anymore. So we're kind of getting a little archaic back over here, trying to. So many of these people moved to the city because it was supposed to be refined and technological, and I think we're kind of having to. Everyone's gotten a little soft, and we're trying to go back. And it's been hard for a lot of people, and it's hard when we've got so many sick and wounded. It'd be a lot easier if we had some of the resources from the Ecclesia, but we're making do, we're trying to patch people up, and things are, we're holding on, Loren is really good about coming together, so I think this is, we're in a tight spot, but I think that we're gonna get through it in the end, so.
Be all the better for it.
Well, let's hope so.
Anything we can do to help out?
I know that, she goes, I am supposed to be at a meeting for the town council's getting together and trying to figure out exactly what our next step would be, and I really need to be here, but I'm technically supposed to represent at that meeting as well. Would you guys mind holding down the fort here for a while I go meet with the council?
Absolutely.
All right. Okay. That makes me feel so much better. I would have hated to leave all of the kids here with no supervision. Mm-hmm.
Could we just ask you just a couple more questions about what the events?
Yes. Of course. I'm so sorry. I got just a few more.
So I was just curious, was it just a dragon? Was it multiple dragons? Like, what was the situation?
I'm going to be honest, I never actually got a good look at it being so dark out. I just kind of saw something massive flying up in the sky. She goes, I think it was only the one dragon, but I didn't see anything else. I never, being over here in the south side, they were quite quickly... getting people to try to quite quickly move people either out of the city or over into our side of town, and so I didn't get to make it over there and get a good look at anything.
Well, that's all right.
Much
we
more
appreciate
focused on making
your
sure
time.
That the kids were all okay.
We'll make
you're
sure.
Fortunate to have seen a dragon and lived.
She goes, I do say so that that goes the case for the most of us. So.
You didn't happen to see any strange people in town?
Strange people? I mean, we've been treating some strange wounds, but you know how people get in the chaos. Some people kind of start to go mad. They start to lose their minds, start to turn on each other. I don't doubt that some of that happened, but I'm not sure. I mean, like I said, I'm quite grateful that we were pretty well isolated over here. And didn't see a whole lot of violence, just a lot of the aftermath. She takes a look at all of the people lying on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, I'm grateful you guys were on this side of town.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we won't take up any of more of your time.
Yes, I really do got to get a hold of this council meeting.
We'll make sure everything goes smoothly here.
Yes, yes. We're supposedly, the Ecclesia's brought in some extra muscle. We'll try and see if we can't figure out how to prevent this from happening again. And I feel like I gotta represent the people. We gotta make an appearance. So, I do appreciate all of your help. She points to older teenage child against the wall. Do you want to give us a name?
I've got a whole list right there.
This is the bazillion NPCs you had.
This is okay. Where all my NPCs come from.
That
right?
Explains a
in
lot.
This one building.
That explains a lot.
Yes, like, you see Flora up against the wall. She's like behind the bar trying, they've turned the bar basically into like a medical cart. She's like organizing first aid gear over on the cart and passing it off to some of the other kids. So you're more than welcome to go up and talk to her. Four things of water today.
You did.
And
Coke Zero.
Has it been outright stated yet why there are a bunch of children in this building?
No.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't sure.
No.
Because I do know.
I figured you know if you know Sasa.
Yeah.
Does anyone else know Sasa?
Nope.
No, I don't think so.
Just us.
You said work woman at first, and I got so scared.
I thought it was one of your NPCs.
Nope!
I thought when I was taking the NPC, I was like, this sounds like something Zoe would
write. It's not!
Nope.
Her NPCs are very different.
She is my creation.
Yep.
I love Sasa. Mm.
Sasa Lele.
So probably do not have any of each other's NPCs.
I don't know.
But I did forbid Zoe from giving Laura Johnson some of my... Sorry, Macy. Mm-hmm. I'm dumb.
You're not dumb.
I
just
am.
Spoke.
I forbade Macy from giving you or Jonathan any of my NPCs. Or some of them. I think there was like one or two that...
Because there were several that we would immediately clock as being his.
Yeah. there were some that were really obvious. You know?
I can't wait.
I know Nathan knows a lot, a few of my NPCs.
I do. They're on
that's
this,
because
yeah.
We share NPCs.
It makes sense being we're brothers.
I was going to say, y'all are related.
I think my other NPC is Nathan's. I'm going to be real.
that's fair.
I'm not going to...
I wish I knew which one.
I'm not going to say anything further about that, but I think...
I know. I look at my NPCs. I think one of them is Hannah's, I think.
I don't remember who my NPC was, of the other person.
One of them.
Yeah,
I
only checked just now after y'all said
this
one
was
Sasa
mine, right?
A bunch. I went and looked. And I was like,
that
the
no,
one
that,
I didn't was choose awesome. Was John.
You also know her, but
I didn't want to know him.
Like
you did make someone. It was
Sasa Lele.
I don't know what happened.
I did have that stuck in my head now, dude.
Me
too. Sasa Lele. Do y'all know what we're talking about when we keep saying Sasa Lele? It's the sign that says sail, sail.
Sail, sail.
Yeah.
Oh, it says Sasa Lele.
And it says
yes.
Sasa Lele.
Yes, no idea.
So true.
And so he said Sasa. We were, Jonathan and I just keep going, Sasa Lele.
It's Sale, Sale.
Sale, Sale. It's like, I've seen one where it's like Megumi, Nobara, and Yuji. It's like, how would each of these pronounce it? And like Megumi is says like sail sail, and
yeah
Nobara is like sale sale, and then Yuji is sasa lele.
Yeah.
Well, Yuji absolutely.
I've seen that too.
Yuji absolutely.
Sasa lele. What does that mean?
Megumi's just like sail sail.
Yes,
he would. He absolutely would.
I don't know where my NPCs are listed.
I was having trouble finding
okay.
a couple.
I just found the two NPCs.
Yeah, I just had to search in my DMs with Macy.
Yeah.
I pinned it for us.
Well.
That's smart.
I don't know if I did that.
I pinned it in our Discord DMs because I was like,
okay.
I'm not going to remember.
While you guys are in the process of trying to get this all fixed up, we're going to go pivot over to Constant.
Connie.
Connie.
Ah, there we go.
Comrade.
So you're kind of wandering.
Do you want your ice cream in a bowl or a Connie?
A what?
A bowl or a Connie.
What's a Connie?
Cone.
Cone.
Oh.
You wouldn't wear a cone hat. I could see Connie wearing
didn't
a cone hat.
He did.
He wears like
a fez, right?
Not a fez, but it's something like a
like an
oh, Gert
like,
had a cone head.
Yeah. I love that like all of these characters have very iconic headwear.
I'm finding that clothing and like non like accessories and clothing tell a hell of a lot about a character.
They do.
Really
they do.
Yeah.
So you are in the city still,
yes.
Right?
Yes,
are
I'm
you trying
looking,
to examine more of the damaged part of the city, or
I was
the,
wanting to look specifically at the giant building that got to,
the,
like
the cathedral
completely
the
like
was a building
decimated.
On top of the hill.
Oh,
yes. Okay. So yeah, Constantine, you kind of make your way up, sort of like towards the top of the hill.
Yeah.
It's the Jerusalem fruit cups.
What? Oh, what is that?
Why
are you?
Oh yeah, I have those at work.
Oh, it's good. Mm-hmm. We've had a Pokemon one, and the vending machines at work. It's actually not bad. I'm sorry. yeah, so you're trying to make your way up north. There seems to be... The farther... I say north as in you're trying to get up the hill. The farther you get up the hill, you notice the harder it is to kind of, like, move forward. There's a lot, like... There's a lot more rubble up here. Like, this place looks even more destroyed than the part that you walked in initially.
Like, I'm trying to walk over the very debris of the building.
Yes. Yeah. Like, there are no streets anymore. Because it's just rubble. And you get up to a certain point. You see a lot of people walking around. They're in sort of white garments that have... They have, like... Hoods over there.
The Ku Klux Klan.
No.
I was deep in this and I heard that. I'm like, whoa.
No.
I heard robes and I was like, and then you went hoods and I was like.
No. They have.
Hooded robes are just a thing.
We are in medieval times.
He wears one.
I wear one.
And it's also white.
It's
anyway,
also white.
No, it almost looks more clerical.
Yeah.
So they've got, they look like that they have, but it almost looks like, I'm trying to think of, like, the medieval equivalent of, like, hermeneutically sealed. Like, they have, like, gloves on that have been wrapped with bandages that are over their sleeves. They've got,
Like, almost like something between a witch doctor and witch doctor, a plague doctor and a beekeeper.
Yeah, something along those lines.
That's
wow.
A crazy image.
What? Wow.
They're
saying medieval beekeepers, they have like basket faces.
Yes,
they,
it's great. I love those. Yeah, you see a handful of them running around with strange equipment that you don't recognize as they're running past. Then you finally get up to a point that there's just like a line of them sort of surrounding the exterior of the city.
Is there any smell or odor or anything that I see obviously in real life you wouldn't be able to like sense there's radiation around you
mm-hmm.
until you start coughing blood. But is there anything around here that I can sense that would require hermetic sealing? I have detect magic.
You want to roll detect magic?
Yeah,
probably a dragon's
driving. I was picturing onion.
Yeah, so
knight.
It's roll detect, or that's just
the
spell.
Onion.
Yeah,
magic.
It's just a spell. You just cast it.
Okay. Ooh, that is a 16
plus
your
word.
I guess okay.
Right?
So you can either roll detect magic
18.
And it will just work, or you can roll arcana.
I rolled the detect magic 18.
Okay.
I think detect magic just happens.
That's what I was thinking for.
I think detect magic just works.
Yeah, it just happens.
So yeah, it's supposed to give you the particular college of magic. Like I have even thought about that in the slightest.
Draconic.
Just guess.
I can't even remember what all of them are.
No, I
mean
like just
try
magic. Just. Guess like a good description.
Just
I don't know.
Yeah. So you're getting a heavy sense of draconic magic coming from the top of this building.
You see him pull out like a little pebble and out of like a little vial. He puts it in there and he like cocktail shakes it like it's a pH test.
Oh, it's like the blood swab thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my brain went to the pH paper that would turn like pink whenever acid or blue for rays.
Yes,
it's something
yeah.
like that. It's like
cool. I loved those.
Those were cool.
I've used them at work.
I used them when I worked at Publix.
So I mean, I already know a dragon was here. But
you're sensing more like this is you're sensing an increased level of like it's a like concentrated draconic energy from up here. That like this isn't you're able to kind of with this test that you're able to do, you're able to kind of tell the difference there. And the way that dragon and dragon magic has been used in order to fuel technology, there is now a difference between sort of like wild dragon magic, which is like comes from dragons directly, like in the wild, that can be sensed in some way, and then there's sort of this sort of like not synthesized, but like
domesticated,
like,
refined
sort of concentrated version of dragon magic that people have been able to use.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the difference between crude oil and gasoline, almost.
Yeah.
This is where the dragon heart was.
And so...
this is where the dragon heart was.
Yeah. A physical dragon heart?
The center of the power.
Do we need
like
the
power
the
lower
like
fire
the power
factory. No, because I was thinking like this was a cathedral. That's what I was thinking.
The cathedral.
It is defined as a cathedral of the
Ecclesia Draconis.
So the church,
which is
the church controls our power supply.
The
yes.
Ecclesia Draconis is the magic
right.
Dragon
okay.
Heart research.
They're the Dragon Heart.
They're the magic
the
power company.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's
and also the
Georgia Power now controls the church.
Yes.
Okay.
Well. Or the church controls Georgia Power, one or the other. They're the same thing
like
now.
Yes.
They are now one and the same.
Yes. So, yeah, you see a lot of... So you're, as you're kind of coming up, are you trying to get any closer to the rubble?
Sure.
You kind of come across this line of these people in white clothes. Kind of come up. And you see one of them just kind of goes, I'm sorry, sir, no one is allowed further onto the premises. I'm going to have to ask you to go back to the south side of town. It's too dangerous up here.
What is going on? What was this place?
He goes, he kind of just looked into some of the other guys that are kind of around him. He goes, there's been a, we're trying to contain a, there's been a dragon blood leak, and we need to we're working on trying to contain it.
Would I know what that entails?
Because we've I mean I've mentioned this to in a few more than one session, but like I think, but the way that the dragon blood or the dragon heart technology works is that there's a dragon heart in the middle of the city. It sort of powers all of the sort of other dragon tech in its vicinity.
Mm.
But the way that you get power to your house is through these very thin tubes that are cascade over the city
line.
Like a
it's
like
power
line.
Yeah.
So
like
power
lines.
But the tubes are full of dragon blood.
So I guess what I wonder is, would I know, like, oh, there's a leak of dragon blood? Is that like having a gas leak?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a gas leak, but
well,
much worse.
Well, that's what I was thinking. So gas leaks are dangerous because...
it's like a cross between a gas leak and an oil spill and, like, an acid spill, probably.
Because
I imagine
it's,
blood.
Like, is it explosive? Or is it just, like...
It is...
you touch it, your skin goes green because it's cast some a random spell upon you.
You touch it, you turn into a tiefling.
Okay.
You touch it, it casts, like, a random spell on you. Like, it's just hyper-concentrated. Like, it's toxic to touch.
This is a different group of people because... And they wear white because... So that they can see when they've touched dragon blood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
So
oh,
they
right.
know
like
that
they...
Yeah, yeah.
They're wearing the pH testers.
That's what I immediately thought about.
Instead of carrying a cage with a crow in it, they're just
cool
wearing pH testers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
cool one.
Mm-hmm. So
I wonder if the magic's probably like too pure for you to, and it overwhelms.
Yeah, it is almost.
That'd be like the blood from the alien from Alien.
Well,
that's just
never
acid.
Watched the Alien movies.
Acidic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Like it drips through like.
Yeah, like famously
corrosive. You roll on a magic.
Gotcha.
The wild magic table, and that's what happens to you.
That's kind of what happens.
Great.
Like
wild magic.
Wild
well,
magic.
That works. So they're like, sir, we can't let you go. There's been a dragon blood leak. We're not letting anyone else on the premise. You really do need to go back to Southside. It's not safe up here.
Would I be able to then discern, oh, this is the Ecclesia Draconica?
Yeah, you would probably, from all of that, be able to determine,
okay,
that. Oh, this is where the Ecclesia Draconis, this town was big enough to have a dragon heart and be powered by a dragon heart.
Could I do...
You see one of the guys in the white suit suddenly turns into a swarm of rats.
No.
What?
Dang it, there's a leak in his suit.
Yep.
20-19. Would there be anything able... I'd be able to, like, take an inside check around, like, what they're huddled around? Like, is there just a big crater with the elephant's foot at the bottom?
Roll investigation to see if you can see anything.
Is there a fallout from this?
Fallout?
I guess one of the only positive things about this is that
all
it will
of
not
no,
be
No, natural one.
No!
It wouldn't
maybe
harm you like radiation.
Dude.
Brother,
is
that
right? The same one?
I wouldn't think it
here.
Would.
It was a 20.
Without touching.
So at least it's a little.
I think the recording heard.
Maybe.
Don't snitch.
Hannibal snitch.
Wait, what?
I'm 19.
Okay. No, what
did you roll? It was a 1.
The first number.
From 1 to 19, you got the best one, right?
Yeah.
That's
golf rules.
Golf rules.
D&D.
Yeah.
You're not able to make out the at this point the sort of hazmat guy is, like, actively trying to like, push you back. Like, he's like, you have to leave. It is not safe up here.
Okay.
I will say, and you're kind of distracted. You're not able... You're, like, trying to look, but you get distracted by... You see that there are two of the guys in white robes carrying either side of a stretcher. There's a man who's come out. He's kind of, like, covered in soot and dust. But
just
you see the whole side of his face... is almost bubbling.
Ooh.
God.
Like he has come into contact with something that is like boiling the skin off of his face.
What a time to have been convincing the DM that this stuff is terrible to touch.
Or what a time to replace my healing spell with something else.
Oh, oh God.
I am a doctor.
I'm a
surgeon.
Shoot, I don't have any. I don't know if I can have anything to reason to can.
Yeah. So he's being hauled from outside of the line through back down to the south side to go get treated. So he's coming past you on a stretcher.
Oh my gosh.
So you're like trying to catch a glimpse. You're distracted by a man screaming and his face melting off.
Do you follow the man?
Yeah, I'll follow the man.
Okay. Yeah. So, the guy in the white robes is like, you have to leave. And
okay.
So he's just like, head back to the south side of town. If you need medical treatment or food, there are stations set up down there.
Okay. I am a scientist, but okay.
I am a scientist.
I really need to resist the urge of accidentally turning this into a Borat voice.
I know.
I know.
I owe it to
the country of Kazakhstan that I don't do a Borat voice. They've heard enough. Okay, yeah, I'll follow the man that's coming down with from the stretcher.
They really do export a lot of potassium, though.
Wow.
Kazakhstan. That's a fact.
The banana mines.
So true.
Yeah, so you kind of like follow them down. You're kind of like following. There's enough people around that it's not like obvious that you're following them. But you manage to kind of follow them to a building that's kind of farther off on the like closer towards the city wall, that seems to be surrounded by more of these guys in white robes. They like bring him in on a stretcher, through the door. And you're able to kind of peek in through one of the windows, and you see that it is a lot more people with injuries like his. That there are people who have come into contact with the same stuff. And that the you can surmise that all these people in white robes are the Ecclesia Draconis. The Ecclesia Draconis is specifically using their task force to take care of them while the townspeople are taking people who just, like, got burned or injuries from the fire.
Okay. I can't... Are they... So they're in, like, a big medical tent?
I'm imagining that this is like a building that has been cleared out for this use.
I wonder
like this probably was like a food store warehouse or something beforehand, and now it's being used for this.
Oh, I guess is there anywhere around? Is there any conveniently placed outfits of the white robes anywhere?
You know
I have a disguise kit, but I am nowhere near you.
Like, if they're surrounding around us, is there, like, any quarters?
Yeah, no, I mean, it would make sense that there's, like, an adjoining building that looks like it was, like, a residential house potentially a wealthier family that had a bigger house, and they're, like, housing the Ecclesia Draconis while they take care of this. You notice out back that there are a few discarded costumes, but you do notice that some of them have splotches of gold on them. And that's probably why they've been discarded. Like in the way that a surgeon who wears white and is covered in blood, these are covered in gold now. And have been discarded appropriately.
I want to wonder if there's enough of these outfits that I can piece the different pieces together. So remove the golden inked glove with a fresh glove on an outfit that is doesn't have any.
I feel like roll me something in order to figure this out.
Do these come apart?
Roll seems to.
That's what I'm thinking. That it's like gloves, pants, shirt, and everything is.
I'm imagining there's gloves, shirts, pants, boots. Apron, hood, mask, and then there are bandages to kind of seal down from the gloves and the boots.
Maybe like blood investigation or something?
That is a 13
for investigation.
That is a 15 then.
Okay, I'm going to say that you managed to find like a pair of shirt and pants and some gloves that are all unstained. You managed to find... Okay, we'll say shirt, pants, gloves, and then, like, the face mask and hood combo.
Shirt, pants, gloves.
So you can't find boots that are unstained, and you can't find an apron that's unstained.
That does make sense. Those would be the things that are most stained.
Yeah.
That might be enough to do
you. Yeah, I'm thinking, like,
You try and clean it off.
I've so close yet.
Pour some bleach.
Peroxide.
Of course I do. I'm going to, like, all right, put on,
you're like, just channel your inner battle.
Is it August with you?
August is technically, technically in spirit.
August is technically following behind in spirit, yes.
Channel your inner Basil.
Let's see if I can figure... Let me see if I ever got any better at lying since last time. he's going to put on everything that he can.
Since 5 months ago where I failed.
he's going to, like, posture up his shoulders like he... And then walk through, probably around the... building that is not the hospital room, but is something adjacent.
Like continue.
With the with as much as the gear on that he can to find someone in the building that's not in the hospital. I'm not entering the I'm not going past the sheet plastic, but
essentially
going somewhere to see if like, hey, I need to find, hey, I need a replacement like, hey, I need replacement shoes and a mask.
Yeah, the shoes
the
and
apron.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, roll. Okay. You find that there is somebody out front that seems to be sort of like rifling through. like in the same robes. It has a crate that looks like of medical supplies that seems specific for treating these types of wounds. Like you're able to kind of surmise and be like, oh, that's like a salve I haven't seen before, and that's like those are like thick bandages that are like soaked in some kind of oil. And you see one of the other Ecclesia Draconis people kind of rifling through one of them. They're just rifling through one of them. So you're trying to go up. You want to go up to him and ask, like, hey, I need gloves and shoes.
Yeah.
Okay, roll me persuasion.
Apron and boots.
I'm going to say roll with advantage because you do have the costume.
Persuasion?
Yeah.
Okay. That was a 3.
Bro, you need to get some new dice.
Get some new dice.
First of all, these are made out of the same hunks of plastic from the same exact...
Oh, do you want wood?
Oh, they could have air voids in them.
You got wood.
You know.
Hold on.
Use the wood one. Use the wood.
It's going to roll a 1.
That's a
7.
I thought for a second it was
that's
a
an
1.
8.
It was really close to the 1.
Yeah.
Right next to the 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That did look like a 1. Hold on, let me see what I get. That's a 16.
It's the same. They're all balanced. It doesn't matter.
The guy looks over you, and he just goes, if you need more supplies, just go find Arthur.
Perfect.
Because
thanks.
I don't have time for this. He's like, if you need more supplies, go grab Arthur. I've got to sort through all of this stuff.
He just turns away.
Walks up to the next person. Where's Arthur?
Have you seen Arthur around?
I am Arthur.
Where's for Arthur?
Can you imagine?
I guess I'll turn around and leave.
I am Arthur.
Walk away and leave the room.
Who are you?
Hello, it is me. Arthur.
Arthur Morgan.
I guess I'll find
Arthur.
What's the building that we're in looking like? That does like the part that doesn't have the hospital rooms?
There's the residential house that all of the Ecclesia Draconis.
Okay, so it's like a giant, it's like a big mansion, like a city mansion.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I will. Is there anyone any group of people I can follow, or? I'm thinking. Okay, the pile with the discarded clothes. Next time someone comes in to discard those clothes. Shoot, but no, what if they're discarding someone else's clothes and that person... I guess I'll wait out. I will see if I can look... How do I look inconspicuous so that nobody... Because my thinking is I need to follow someone that is also needs a replacement to see where they're getting their replacement.
Mm.
But how do I loiter around and wait without wearing my mask and wearing
the
wrong...
You have a mask. You're missing an apron
and boots.
Okay, apron and boots. So how would I loiter around without and just like hiding?
Roll me investigation. Roll me perception to see if you can get sort of a... Like, I'm going to say that you're... The person going through crates was outside of the residence house. You're looking into the residence house to see if you can figure that out.
7.
Devin.
Should we use this one instead?
It doesn't matter.
Just roll it.
This is going to be self-fulfilling prophecy, I swear. It's like, see, it's the same word. What did it even land? Oh, because it's a cue.
That was an 18.
Stop. Okay, the dice
this
are fine.
This goes up to like 24.
These are going
to
land on like 3 20s in a row at some point. That's just how luck works.
Use that one.
Okay.
Wait, hold on a minute.
Yeah, it's orbial, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
7 on perception.
Perception? I'm going to say that you are able to kind of look in through... you look in through one of the windows, and you see that there's like a bunch of people sitting around a bunch of people in robes sitting around a dining room table eating food that has been given to them. I'll say, and you notice that they, like, their hoods are back, they're not wearing masks, they're sitting, they seem a bit more relaxed. You notice that, like, One of them isn't wearing his apron. That's about as much as you can get from the scene from looking inside the house.
Yoink.
Steal the apron.
Press A to yoink.
I just am imagining he's just walking around like very robotically, like Terminator style, just walking around. And people are just like, what's going on with this guy?
Is he okay? No.
He just doesn't even notice that they're looking at him weird.
Screw it. I'm gonna go walk. How sus is it gonna be though if I just walk around like looking like every door to see where's the.
There's a lot of chaos going on around here. A lot could potentially be missed.
Okay, I will act natural and see the fall around where people are like. I'm gonna walk with purpose around to try to find the supply closet of clothes.
Okay. Roll me investigation. Like, if these people
11.
Were vigilant, I would make you roll investigation and stealth. These people are not vigilant.
Is it
right
investigation?
Now. Just investigation.
Okay, that's a 13.
13? Yeah, I'll say that you managed to, you're kind of looking around, you're looking in crates, you're looking in closets. Are you still outside of the building, or are you inside of the building?
Inside?
So you want to head inside.
I think you were inside.
I thought I was already inside.
Oh, sorry. We'll just say that you're inside then. Yeah, you managed to look around. And you don't necessarily find, like, a crate full of extra clothes, or a closet full of stuff, but you do manage to, like, you're getting a better lay of this building, first off. You're like, okay, here's the dining room and here's the kitchen. It looks like these different guest rooms have been commandeered as like, dormitory sleeping areas. So you're able to locate comfortably, the kitchen and the dining room, which are combined together. There's like five guest rooms that have been commandeered for places for the Ecclesia Draconis to sleep, kind of in shifts, in between taking care of people. And then you manage to, there's like a office that's, probably would have been like the head of household study at one point in time, you're able to, between overhearing some people and wandering around, you realize that the study has been commandeered by like the sort of like captain over all of these Ecclesia Draconis, who's like in charge of orchestrating all of them. He's using it for like administrative purposes.
Can't go in there. That's gonna be.
So you would have to determine what of those places might have clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if there's anywhere that someone like took off their apron and boots.
You thought you go to like the locker room.
Yeah.
They're just in there,
still
like,
clothes
while whipping
in the
up the apron and going.
Rat tail.
Grab the clothes they left on the bench. That's honestly what I'm
like
thinking.
Like a high school prank.
Yeah, is there any?
Yes.
Somebody's just like taking their uniform off, like, man, that was a really tough day. Constantine just sits next to him and starts putting it on.
Swiping it when he's not looking.
Also, congratulations, Hannah. Hannah now has a new sister, or almost has a new sister-in-law.
Yay!
We're dating this episode.
We are.
We are.
Shoot.
Today.
I feel like I'm taking
I'm overcomplicating this.
I feel like I'm overcomplicating.
It's 3:13 p.m.
It's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to go back to the.
It is 3:13 p.m. on Sunday, September 14th, 2025.
I'm going to go find, like, a guy that looks like he's just meandering, like, who's just kind of like. Find a guy that is idling about and says, hey, where can I find Alex?
Arthur?
Arthur.
Arthur.
Yes.
Where's Alex?
Alex. That should be canon.
I have a student named Arthur.
Someone that looks like very boring, such that I could be like, if that person is Arthur, I could be like, oh, sorry, I didn't recognize you in the mask.
I'm gonna say that you see, there's like someone in the kitchen washing dishes.
These are for here. I knew I was forgetting something. Okay.
Oh my God.
Are they in the...
They're, like, washing dishes.
Are they in outfits?
Yeah. There's nobody not in outfit. I doubt these people brought any clothes that are not their outfits.
Okay, I'll ask the guys, like, pardon me, where's our, do you know where Arthur is?
He just goes, oh, yeah, I think Arthur's in his study, or he goes, oh, Arthur's at the council meeting right now, why, what do you need?
Just trying to find, trying to remember where we, got spare clothes.
He goes, oh, I think they dropped off a new shipment of it in the dorm. If you go to Gregory and Alex's room, I think that they've got more.
There is an Alex.
There is an Alex now.
Gregory, thank you.
Gregory.
Thank you.
What
yeah. Obviously, the dormitories are not labeled.
They're not labeled, but like all of the doors are open. There are like some people who are asleep, but there's still enough motion around that you can walk in and out of all of them without.
I will take a gander inside inconspicuously.
Yeah, you do manage
to see if
there's
could actually do it.
There's like each of the rooms, there's like four cots in each room. One against each wall, and then two against the far wall. And you see one has a crate in the corner that's like half cracked open, and it's just full of white fabric.
Okay.
And so
get
yeah.
my boots and
yep,
my
you
apron.
Managed to find boots and an apron that way.
Outfit dogs. Unlocked. You can now enter. You can now agent. You can now enter buildings. Previous of unlocked whatever. Hitman.
Yes, yes,
Hitman
style. Yeah. Bye. Can you give me a paper towel, please?
Sure.
Can we walk
the hospital? So, now I will walk into the hospital area.
Okay. We're going to take a break there and come back to our other friends.
Ah!
Pee again. So, what's new?
Go piss, girl.
My type.
Piss Maxie.
Piss Maxie is crazy!
What'd you say?
Piss Maxie!
Oh, jeez, this is liquid.
Yeah.
Yeah, she spilled some.
I spilled it all over me. I'm waiting for my husband to...
It's like a shot.
Jello
shot. Me when, urinary infection. Me when UTI piss maxing.
Drew! Literally me a couple weeks ago.
She's so cute.
Yeah, she's bald.
She was just like laying on the couch when I went over and was petting
her. I know, she was doing that earlier for me too.
So cute.
She's just a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I want a baby.
I know.
Give me one.
No.
Dang it. I tried. Hannah, I'm so excited for you though. What the fuck?
Hmm?
Why are you throwing it like a freaking disc?
Oh, speaking of marriage.
Wait, what? It says Kit Kat.
What?
Nathan.
Speaking of marriage, are
oh,
you
it's
married?
Probably the green tea Kit Kat.
Yeah, I'm keeping a secret from you. We're going to Vegas.
Oh.
Wait,
you're trying
to
hit the ground.
I will be available the August or
here, eat
October 5th.
Here,
the
dog hair.
I won't
that
be available.
Joke, bro.
Yes,
that's a day that Nathan's not available for October 5th as well.
Maybe.
What? Wait, what?
I'm going to be gone October 5th. Because I wonder if it is you're gone or someone else
no,
is
I'll
gone.
Be, I think I'll be available.
Okay.
Oh, here's the matcha Kit Kat, I think.
Yeah, I've been wanting to try this.
Alright.
Okay. Shut up. Sorry.
I don't want
everyone
to shut up.
What does it look like?
It's matcha.
It's like taffy Kit Kats.
No,
oh,
it's matcha.
That's so good. Have you ever had matcha before?
I have. I'm not a huge fan of it, but...
It's not dirt! Frick off!
You're dirt.
Is there something else that's matcha flavored? I don't think I've ever had matcha.
You want to try it?
It's so good. It's incredible. I love... I also really love matcha.
These are good. They're like little white chocolate flavored, like gummy, chewy
these
things.
These are pretty good.
They're
just like strawberry puffs.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, so we're back to it. Back with our friends in Sasa's Tavern and Inn. Let's see, we'll probably have a few conversations with you guys are, so what are you all, so let's go around for all of our friends that are here. What are y'all doing in order to help out at Sauce's Tavern?
We'll start with Will, and then we'll go over Aaron. What are you doing? What is Gunnar doing in order to help?
I feel like first I'd probably be introducing Lichness to, what was her name again?
Sasa?
No.
No.
Sasa's gone. Flora.
Flora. Yeah.
Flora's organizing medical stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's what I was about to say. I would probably
go up to Lichness and be like, poor child. There.
She's speaking Draconic.
I hate that so much. I can't do this.
That probably is not far off, actually.
That's so satisfying to listen to.
I hate it.
Well, Lichness, why don't you help? Why don't you help Flora out here? Flora,
that was
this
so
is Lichness.
Good. It was like
Lichness, Flora.
Coke filled too.
Cocaine.
Got the feeling.
She goes. Oh, good. She's just kind of like, take these bandages. If you see anyone's bandage that's red, change it.
Depends.
If it's too red.
Sometimes you're supposed to just put more bandages on top instead of replace.
That
makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, this chain depends, like the diaper.
No.
I also thought that.
And then I would probably go back out front.
Mm-hmm.
And
I feel like you should direct traffic.
Yeah.
You'd be good at directing traffic.
Sure. Yeah, and you'd make sure all
I
the cars go where it
like.
So
that Gunnar, as you're kind of walking through here, you're getting accosted by children at like every turn. So they're like, Gunnar's here! And they're like, and you're like, you're supposed to be doing jobs. And they're like, so you have like children running up to you, like the entire time that you're trying to walk around and do anything.
What were you supposed to be doing? Hey, nice to see you. Go back to working. we're kind of in an emergency. We can talk later.
That just keeps happening as you're trying to go about and do stuff.
Okay. Well. I imagine, was anyone here good at cooking?
I found something, so...
I mean, I'm proficient.
Not really.
Well, I guess, Vigo, you
what?
Want to just go
check
help
would that be?
Dish out
survival?
Food?
I have +4.
Yeah.
Sure. You can go help a Julian date.
Chinese!
I was going to grab a tree and then go do the help out. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Show
yeah.
My
baby. Okay,
so,
I'm
fucking. It takes a run.
The man's falling out of something.
Oh, baby, falling out of a chair.
Hi.
It was out of a chair. Thank you all.
Come on, baby.
Just felt
a tongue
on my hand.
Oh, thank you. I went out looking for it because I had. Thank you. The color looks good on you too.
Thank you.
Probably one of our colors that we can wear.
Probably.
Hi.
Can you see her?
Yep, she's.
Hi, baby. I walked in and saw her. I was like, she's bald.
Yes.
She is.
They had to cut all the mats out of her from that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure she feels a lot better, though.
She was embarrassed.
She was embarrassed
about her new haircut.
Embarrassed.
It's an embarrassing new haircut.
Did
you get a new car?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My old car,
his
turns
old car
out, was
so
worth about $250.
Oh, yeah. Well, the red one is very pretty.
Yes.
It is red.
Gorgeous.
Red is a good color.
Hi. Hey.
Bye, guys.
Bye,
Mom. Used to driving it till it's also worth $250.
Yeah.
I imagine while I'm directing traffic.
Yeah, I can almost imagine you like having taken up Sasa's position in the middle of the room, sort
Sasa
of being Lene. Like. Like Sasa left to go to the council meeting, you are now Sasa, and you are directing people on where to go.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna. As all the kids are coming up to me, I'm gonna look over to Tali. Be like, hey, Tali. Can you entertain the kids?
Yeah, that's what, pretty much exactly what I was going to say.
Here's a
that's one thing I'm good at.
It's full
the
of
first
trash,
kid you're
going to
run
like,
into is going to be a Max.
Well, we're going to get there.
You named all of these children?
Yes.
I named a lot
trash.
Of them.
Do they all have personalities?
Yes.
Yes.
Life goals?
They all have backstories.
Oh my god.
I'm going to go through the story.
We had a long time before this campaign.
There was.
Nathan,
yeah.
Do you mind?
I think I have... How many of these NPCs? Let's see. So starting at 12 and going to... There's 10 kids I've made.
Good God, I've made 2 siblings of a crackhead.
I have made 10 kids.
You what? Made me?
Look, man, I don't know what you're talking about.
That was
about.
Fast.
That's crazy.
Get them out.
Where are they? There's nothing in the house.
That's why she had to go pee twice.
Water.
Oh, I'm sorry, Macy. Your face is so red.
It was, yeah.
Sorry.
So funny.
Why have babies been so much of our discussion today?
I don't know.
We're hanging out with a lot of them.
Marriage is in the current events for a lot of us.
True.
No, but like, yeah, there's a specific reason I made so many, but
we'll get there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're...
And so you could have an army.
Yes, I have a whole army at my disposal.
What are you doing?
I'll grab a drink from the bar and then I'll immediately.
I'll down it real quick and then I'll go help with the food, like cooking stuff.
Nobody
just gonna give
that.
You a little because, bit of a disapproving glare.
That
baby's somewhere. Yeah, whatever.
That's all the
go back.
I imagine that you go behind the bar and you're like, "Hey, where's the booze?" And then one of the 10-year-old kids goes, "Save some for you, Bigo."
Hey, save me a bottle.
Here
you go!
Gap it up!
Sasha's
not giving out any.
I'll remember
where she keeps it.
Yeah,
that
kid
needs
to lay out some smokes.
That would be Ronan.
Yeah, Ronan?
That would
be
Ronan.
Yeah, Ronan is behind the counter with Cora trying to organize stuff. He sees you looking for alcohol and he goes, "Sasha moved it all in the back. It's in the cellar under the kitchen."
Thanks, Ronan. You always know.
They should be using the high-proof stuff for sterilizing wounds.
They probably are using the high-proof stuff.
I'll go and help sterilize.
I'm gonna sterilize the thing in me, too.
I need some sterilization as well.
That was also an early painkiller.
Yeah.
Like the Civil War and stuff.
Yeah. So, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
I'll be helping.
And then you're going to go outside to the food table and start passing out stuff.
I'm also decent with like cooking stuff, so.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Look at the ring.
Yeah, and they're.
It's not bad.
Jesus, it's a rock! That's a whole ass rock!
Engagement ring as well.
Wow.
That is a lot.
Wow.
Yeah. Your other ring.
It's a rock! What? Oh, it's from here.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. You're not here. You're in your training children.
Yes.
I imagine that there's. Roll performance.
Thank you. That's a 17.
17. 17, cool.
30.
Yeah, because there's a handful of children. Like, any child that is, like, under the age of 10 is not... Probably under the age of, like, 7 is, like, not actively helping at the moment and is, like, needing more to be, like, more entertained and kept to themselves. So, what do you do? What do you do as a performance?
I'm gonna play my flute.
Cool. Yeah, you play your flute for a little bit, and the kids are just like enraptured. They love it. But you do see there's this one little kid who comes up and he looks at you with the biggest eyes you've ever seen in your whole life. And he goes, "That was really cool. Do you know magic?"
This kid's autistic.
No.
He goes,
"I know magic."
I'll roll deception for that
if
I have to.
Roll deception for this kid.
Natural one.
Oh my god. He gets like, he you say no.
You like can't get your face straight.
And he crawls up into your lap and he goes, "Are you sure?"
"You sure?"
"Yes."
"Are you sure?"
What's that?
Where is this?
Gummy.
Can I see a
unnatural 20.
Oh my god.
What does it taste like? Fruit?
Yeah.
Fruit.
He would have to get like a natural 20.
I don't know. I rolled a nat 1 on the first one.
Yeah.
I don't know. He just rolled, obviously I have no modifiers for this child. He rolled a 19 on the dice, so.
Yeah, I had an unnatural 20 for the second one, but I had a nat 1 for the first one.
I was about to say, so he knows he's lying the first time, but he's super truthful the second time. The kid is really, really close to like, he's like,
I imagine
like,
that he's just, I think he's clocking that you're not going to tell him. And he's just like, "I'm watching you."
I'm watching
I hope so.
Asking.
I'm the performer, dear.
He like crawls off the lap and sits back down on the floor, does not break eye contact with you for the rest of the performance.
Can't confirm that's what children do.
Yeah.
At least it didn't come up
to. That's what Vigo does.
At least it didn't
At least he didn't go up to you and be like, your belly's bigger than my daddy's belly. An actual thing a preschooler said to me.
That's crazy.
It's wild.
I pointed this one out specifically to Macy because one of the lines on it is, first question he asks anyone he meets is if they know magic. That is a personality trait of this one kid.
I love him.
All right. Annie, what you up to? What are you doing?
I mean, I guess I'm... I don't know how to bandage things, so I guess I'm helping serve soup to people.
Yeah, you and Vigo could be on soup duty.
Good soup.
I imagine that Vigo... Both of y'all roll survival, and we'll figure out who's making the soup and who's serving it, depending on who rolls.
Davey's gonna be making soup.
Davey's gonna be making soup?
That's the chef of the place.
Okay, well...
Davey Jones?
That's fair. Okay, so well, you guys are both serving soup. Who's helping Davey serve make soup? What did you roll?
You probably beat me.
21.
19.
Yeah, okay, so...
Now y'all roll good when you aren't making food for us.
Davey and Ayani are in the process of making... You're like... Davey is the chef for the...
I am oddly good with a knife.
Yes, he is... He keeps spinning it around. Yeah, he goes, Orc's knife skills, very good!
And he's just like...
sort of like chopping stuff up while he's stirring it around. And then you're like serving bowls of soup to people.
Measly bowls of soup.
Hot soup.
Good soup. Good soup.
Yeah. So, and then Lickness, you are changing bandages.
I'm doing whatever is required.
Yeah. I imagine that Flora is just kind of directing you around to do different tasks out on the floor helping people.
Medicine check.
Yes.
Medicinals.
Roll me a medicine check just to see how well you're able to do.
13.
13? Yeah, you're able, there are a few people you're able, like there's a few people who like you're able to take care of and they're stabilizing for the moment. So you're having a positive impact on the infrastructure you've got going on.
Sorry, I want to be...
That's what I want for them.
Can we come back?
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask Davey about Sasa?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. How long have you known Sasa for?
He goes, I've worked for her since I moved to Lorraine, and she's a very...
Ow.
That's right, but still.
I will say, like, you're kind of looking over Davey, you notice that he's, kind of, like, I don't know if Davey would be out in front of people.
That's fair.
And I apologize, I'm thinking of an adult.
No, you're fine. He is technically an adult.
Yeah, I mean,
just barely.
That's fair. I'm just thinking, I don't know if Davey maybe is back in the kitchen and Ianni's running in between the two of them. To bring more soup.
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
I don't
know if I'm fully flushed out, but.
That's fair. Well, no, I'm thinking because. Where did he go? Is it? Yeah.
Is he a chief one?
Yeah, that's fair. You would be able to. You notice that he stays back pretty far into the kitchen. Yeah, you are able to tell. It's not super obvious at first. He sort of has like a light pinkish tone to his skin.
So he's like Hope.
Yes. But then you do kind of notice that like around his wrists there are some like almost like a scaly texture. Kind of like around the back of his neck. So he's just like, oh yes, Sasa took me in, when I was, several years ago, she has been a wonderful caretaker for all of us, and we appreciate her, all of the work that she does for us. She's a staple of our community here in Lorraine.
That's so nice. Do you know what she did before she started taking care of all of you, or?
I don't know. I know that he was a friend of Gunnar's.
And that is why he was able to connect us with her. So that was
interesting.
Very, very helpful. But
yes, yeah. So, forgive me if I'm being insensitive. Is anybody else here a tiefling as well?
Ah, he goes, actually, it's a great question. You tell me.
There's one other.
Okay. How old is he? Or she? How old are they?
About
the same age.
That's worth it. You know, between the fall and now.
Yes, there's one other girl who's a tiefling, but she is which one obvious as they say again. So she's staying sort of
hidden
for now. But Loren is better being so far north. Certainly better than home used to be. But she is sometimes people act funny after dragon attacks, and it's a lot of chaos, and we don't want anyone to get lost. So
Well, if anybody gives you any sort of trouble, just let me know.
I don't think that they will argue with an 8-foot orc lady. So that makes me feel much better, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's usually the case, but you know.
Does anyone argue with an 8-foot orc lady? They are very stupid.
Technically, I did.
You did. It didn't go well.
No, it didn't. It was not good for my health.
I imagine that you're like bringing in some of the dishes, and you're like, I argue with an 8-foot orc lady, and David goes, you are very stupid. That makes sense.
I'll say it was not good for my health.
I argued with an 8-foot orc lady, and all I got was this stupid shirt.
All I got were these bruises.
All I got were these true.
Literally.
But yes, no. I mean, if there's anything I can do to make you feel more comfortable, or to make things a little bit better for you or your compatriot, just let me know.
I appreciate it. It's very nice. Everyone is so nice here.
Aww.
So he gets back to a baking stew.
If anything happens to him, I will kill him.
What kind of stew is it?
I imagine it's a veggie stew.
Yeah.
But it's like generic veggie stew in the sense that they took out all of the veggies that
Captain
they had.
Soup. Yeah.
That it is just all of the... It's like all of the ingredients that they were like, this is fine, together, and they put it in a...
That's
in
fair.
In a soup base.
Yeah.
From what little they had after that attack, I'm sure.
They were just making it last stretch as far as they could.
Yeah.
We were almost drinking water.
It's very delicious.
So, yes. All right. So, at about the time that you guys are wrapping up all of this stuff, Sasa comes back.
Sorry.
To the tavern.
Fasolole.
And she is... roll me an insight check on her as she walks in.
There's insight.
15. You know Tessa long enough that you're kind of able to sort of read her demeanor. You're able to notice that she comes back in from the meeting, and she seems very lost in thought, but she seems kind of frustrated. Like, she seems, like you can see that there's a lot of tension in her face.
Aww.
And she comes up and she goes, but you can kind of tell that she's trying to hide it. So she comes up to you and goes, I see that everything is in order. How have things been? How are people doing?
Everything's good.
We're all
good here. Why don't you, go rest?
She goes, I don't have time for anything like that.
No, go rest.
She goes, fine, if you'll answer me a few questions,
we'll walk back here.
Fine. You go back to, like, her room.
Do you want anyone to go with you, or do you want to do that yourself?
If someone wants to come, I'm not going to.
I'll go with you.
Okay. You follow him back. And she just goes, it's fine, I'm fine, really. She goes, I'm just so sick and tired of those
cozy draconis. I mean, most of them are very well intentioned and they are doing good work, but they brought in some of, they're trying to go after the dragon now, and they're going to try and recruit people from the town in order to go hunt it down, and I don't really think that that's necessary right now. The people, they get so caught up in their meetings, and they don't realize. She's kind of venting to you about the council meeting, and she's just like, these people, they have their own agendas, and they don't think about what's going to affect the townspeople, and they think that we want revenge, but I really would just, I know these people, and we would rather just things go back to normal, and I'm sure that there are some people who are out for blood, and I would much rather them turn it towards the dragons than any of our tiefling neighbors. But I just, you don't really realize how much tension is building up in your city until something like this happens, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, gosh. I mean, if there are people who want to go throw bodies at the dragon.
I just wish they didn't have to throw our people's bodies at the dragon.
They can go throw their own bodies at the dragon.
I guess...
They're not planning on forcibly recruiting people, are they?
No, I know, and I made that clear. They insisted that they were... I think that they're sort of... They're trying to go after it quickly, and they were only able to bring so many dragon slayers up from the capital, and so they're trying to see if they can't recruit more people locally in order to kind of... fill out their ranks, because I think they're worried that if they let this wait for too long, then the dragon's going to disappear and they're never going to find it again. So
it's pretty hard to chase a dragon when it flies away.
Yeah, what purpose does that serve? At this point, the energy would be better focused on repairing.
Well, I think the Ecclesia Draconis, bless them, is much more focused on our energy resources than they are on the people. I think that their goal is...
They want a replacement heart.
They want... Yeah, the dragon heart is gone. It's incinerated, and we're not... In order to get power back to the city, we need another one. And so they're thinking that maybe if they can find this dragon, they can kind of retrofit it for our city, see what we can do, but... And I get it. We are limited. It's hard to get in and out of the city, and it's hard to communicate with other places without having power. But the Ecclesia Draconis has got their own interests, and I expect they've got to get those interests met. But that's not going to stop me from standing up for my interest, which is the people of Loren. So.
Managed to survive before the dragon heart technology, will be fine after.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Like, well, convenience is nice and all, but I've lived in other places where they didn't have those kinds of things, and you get by.
I know that there are some people who would be just as fine, but I also know that there are some who have, I don't know, they've gotten soft. Like, I'm a little too reliant. It's kind of the moment that you learn to walk with a crutch, it's harder to learn to walk without one. And I know these people and I care about them, but I can't help but think that, I don't know. I guess we should focus on the problems that are in front of us, like the people who are outside. Also, she's just like, I just don't. And she kind of sits for a moment and she's just like, Gunnar, I'm incredibly grateful for you to be here, but I can't help but admit that I'm a little surprised. In your last letter, you said that you weren't going to be back for a while. I'm concerned about you too. I want to make sure that you haven't gotten caught up in any trouble.
Do I remember what the last letter?
I don't know, what was the last letter you wrote her?
Well, I guess it probably was before I went to go, Ayani?
Ayani, yeah.
Yeah, go find Ayani.
Mm-hmm.
So
does she know about me?
No.
Okay. No. You wouldn't have said anything about that.
I wouldn't have said anything about you. I just that I don't know how long I'll be away on the mission.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I took a job. Don't know how long it's going to take.
I mean, it was. It wasn't like it was a super dangerous mission. I was just trying to help a friend out.
But, no, that's fair. I don't mean to get caught up in any of your business, and I don't mind always like talking about it, but I just, you're one of my kids too, and I just want to make sure you're okay. I don't get caught up in anything.
I'm always caught up.
Well, half of it I'd rather not know about, so I respect your discretion. But I'm glad that you are here, and I could not have imagined a more fortuitous time for you to stop by. So, I don't know, maybe I should just be grateful for a blessing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad everyone was okay. I'm glad we came just in time. Well, just... Wish we could have been here to help out.
She's going to say, I don't think that there was much that you could have done unless you wanted to take on a dragon one-on-one, which I would not have let you do. I don't think that there's a whole lot you could have done 24 hours ago.
Fair. As long as it didn't attack the south side, I wouldn't have tried.
No, I think it was really more focused on the tower. The Ecclesia Draconis people think that it was a targeted attack, but I didn't know the dragons did that kind of thing. I mean, most of the things.
Must have been a small dragon.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Dragons are small.
Well, we
give them credit for.
Well, I don't know. Maybe a smart dragon is the one that hides. That seems to be. I don't know a whole lot about dragons, but what I do know of them is that they try and avoid people more than seek them out. So.
Did they talk more about the dragon or the attack in general in this meeting?
I mean. They've got theories. Like they said, they theorized that that it was trying to go after the Dragonheart, which is why it hit the north end of town, wasn't around the outskirts.
Did anyone like see what was going on at all?
I mean, there were some. It's hard because most of the people that were attacked head on are either dead or injured, and it's hard to get information out of them.
And they don't have any proof of humans interfering.
Yeah,
human interfere.
I saw some strange wounds on some bodies as we were coming into town.
She goes, you know, I've also, like I said, I mean, we've treated some people with some slashes and some stab wounds, but I kind of just assumed that, like, people in the chaos, you kind of get stuck with some stuff. I respect the people of this town, but I do not put it beyond them to start looting in the middle of chaos, so.
I mean, that's fair, but also, if it was an organized attack, maybe it was a group.
Well, if the Ecclesia Draconis knows anything about an organized attack, they sure aren't telling any of the people of Lorraine. So, it was not brought up in the meeting, but you make a good point. I think we're supposed to have another meeting in a few days. I insisted that we have another meeting before they go off and try and attack the dragon, so maybe we can get some more official information then. But we'll see. Ecclesia Draconis are so, they're so concerned with all of their proprietary knowledge that they kind of wrap themselves in more secrets than I sometimes feel are necessary. Sometimes I think they're trying to be deliberately obtuse, but what do I know?
You know quite a lot. But, yeah, they've always seemed kind of sketchy to me.
Well,
cultish almost.
I mean, they do a lot, and like I said, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of boots on the ground that are doing a lot for Lorraine right now, and they're doing things that I don't think that I could do, or that anybody else of the people here could do, but I also, I'm probably distrustful of anybody in power, so. That has enough power to make those kind of decisions.
Is there anyone, like, noteworthy here?
She goes, well, I think that
the head of the cathedral, the organization up north, I think that he died in the attack. I think his sort of like vice chaplain is kind of trying to run things up there at the moment.
Who was the vice chaplain?
His name is her name is named Lorde Erickson. What?
Leaf?
Lord.
Like the singer. Musician.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Lord.
Oh, I was thinking about it with an A, but at the end, sure. Lorde.
What was it? Lorde?
Lorde Erickson.
Lord.
She's the vice chaplain, and has kind of been trying to run things in her stead.
And
then they brought in some of the dragon slayers from the capital, but other than that,
yeah.
I mean, those are the big ways of really in charge. I mean, Lord A is trying to do her best, but I think that she's perhaps a bit in over her head.
I'd say sometimes our best isn't enough.
Yeah.
Is there any other reason that the town would be attacked other than Dragonheart? Like, what else is noteworthy about the town?
She goes, I mean, I wouldn't have thought to a dragon. I wouldn't have thought anything. I mean, we're like the farthest north of any of the major Dragonheart towns, Tecurza. I mean, you head, she goes, you head through the forest and you're in Cursed Land.
Yep.
So, I don't know if But we're not particularly that far away from the capital either.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if it.
The only real significant thing about it is that it is a Dragonheart.
I know.
Town. Otherwise, it's just some rural city.
Yeah, we're certainly more rural than some of the other Dragonheart towns, being so far north.
Well, we'll let you rest.
Well, thank you. I'll see if I don't think I'm going to get much shut eye in all of this chaos, but I'll see what I can do.
Any amount is better than zero.
Yes, of course.
I'm trying to figure out. This is just what I have.
Okay, you guys leave for a minute.
I'm trying to figure out why we were sent here.
It's like chocolate.
Were we ever told why we were coming here?
No, it was tooth and nails just trying to figure out where we were going. We finally got word that we were heading to Morin.
I'm wondering if we were either supposed to... Well, didn't the Oracle seem pretty invested in Dragonheart technology?
Yeah, to some extent.
Might have been trying to get us to prevent the attack.
I thought we were getting sent here to find the first of his MacGuffin people.
Maybe they're involved in the attack.
The Septa Magica.
Yeah.
Are the Septa Magica dragons?
You can't have sent us here
or something
the attack.
Related. He didn't know about the attack. They were calling them rogue agents.
That's true. Maybe
they seem pretty against the dragons.
Ecclesia is part of this Septa Magica.
Well, that's what I was trying to see, if there were any noteworthy people, but it sounds like the chaplain was killed.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't exclude, but we're supposed to be looking for...
Don't look at me like that.
Foe and mortal people.
You don't want to make faces at me?
I don't know how I feel about this. Sorry.
We're supposed to be looking for these foe, immortal, all-powerful, corrupted people.
Yeah.
Seems like there'd be more signs.
The dragon being called a rogue agent might imply the existence of a dragon that is not a rogue agent.
Who called it a rogue
agent? Or no, a rogue agent implies one of your agents has gone rogue, meaning the dragon has disobeyed the payroll.
Yeah. I don't know exactly.
Who called it a rogue agent?
It was a Yenny overheard the crew talking about what was on the radar.
Maybe that's why we were sent here, is because, I don't know, maybe this...
I don't know. They didn't
there's
exactly
a group
give
that
us
was
any
trying
information.
To control dragons? I don't know.
That doesn't feel like anything that he wanted. He wanted us to kill this Septa Magica and take the place. Be the bringers of the next era, the next age. But I'm just trying to...
I will remind you of a piece of information.
Sure,
that
yes.
That was specified.
It has been a bit.
Yeah,
that's fair. It has, that's fine. You did get some sort of context clues from the ship that the Lorend was not your last stop, that it was
that it was
a sort of in-between stop before you went farther north.
Yes.
Okay.
So this was supposed to be a resupply. So.
Yeah, okay. That clarifies.
That makes
thank
more.
You. Okay.
Can I roll a history
that changes this entire conversation.
Or his group.
We'll get there.
Is that a Harry Potter Owala?
It is. It is. It's yellow.
So I can't roll a check now.
For Hufflepuff. Let's go.
Okay, forget everything I just said.
Yeah.
Actually, I just remembered something.
I saw the direction of the conversation, and I was like, no, I did say this earlier. The war end was a stop.
Yes, I remember now. Sorry, that was a couple weeks ago.
It was, and I respect that.
Okay.
Anyway,
Loren was not the end goal.
I'll change the conversation. I've been trying to verify if the dragon that attacked was the same dragon that we met in the sky.
That's fair. I imagine it would be if it did
yeah,
already
but
mention that.
Clarification will be nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, we can get back to the others now.
Yeah.
Sorry,
going back out there.
All right. So,
I imagine I kind of want to go over to Lichnis, talk to Lichnis for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. Go over to Lichnis.
Like, hey.
And he's kind of bandaged up there. He's like over a patient that's kind of just like unconscious.
Yeah, he is running around as quickly as he possibly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like kind of reaffixing some bandages on a patient that's unconscious.
I'll just be kind of helping him, not doing any of the work that's actually crucial to helping them, but just
passing
wow.
him things.
Like passing
See,
him things.
You're the
no, like,
scalpel.
Like, yeah, because I don't want to touch them and ruin
I'm
it.
I'm gonna pretend to help.
No, I'm helping you.
I, know, I understand
them.
Now, but
moral
support.
Yeah.
First, when you said it.
No, that's fair.
It's very funny.
Be like, I didn't know you knew Sasa. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How long ago did you guys meet? 2, 3, 4, 5 years? Days? Months?
Years.
No. How did you meet?
Okay, now he'll start writing.
I was going to say, this is great for Hannah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Hannah. Yes, I was doing like hand.
I was
yeah, he was
science.
Doing hand gestures.
And I was kind of reading, guessing charades. So
yeah, and now he'll start writing.
Okay.
She was traveling and she bought some flowers for me for the children.
Oh, children. For these children? Okay. Yeah. I thought.
Yeah, I gestured around Hannah to point out the our surroundings.
Yes, yes. No, I thought you were talking about. Like, children you were with. Oh, okay. Okay.
Now he was selling the flowers.
Oh, right. Yeah, that makes sense. Were you selling, were you with,
August
at that point? No? Okay.
No, I wasn't traveling with August until very recently.
Hmm. Okay.
Hmm.
What were you doing way up here? Just wandering about?
Yeah.
On a welcome mat. Like it. Okay.
Yeah, I went with August because I had to go do some searching around for something.
Oh.
Any more elaborations in something? We're all searching for something.
Says Mr. Where are you from? No.
At least I was upfront about it.
Has August shown you the poster?
The.
No.
What?
He probably has one on him. Let me see if I can find it. I sent it to you.
It was probably a while ago, though.
Yeah, but I need to find, like, text to search for it by is the problem there.
It's like me trying to look up the NPCs of other people's that I chose to know.
Did I send it to
I'm
you?
I'm like, who else do I know that I didn't
we're
write?
Not we're not on
the
Oh,
there's some
right
there.
Yeah,
that one there. I keep switching back and forth between, like, semi-normal voice and deep voice.
You're not
fit. Yeah, you got something stuck in your throat? Trying to keep it deep, because that's Gunnar's voice.
One try.
I don't even try to do voices, it's just...
This is
really my first time.
Okay. It's fun.
There's a...
I want to do it, but I'm too nervous.
I'll just describe it, I guess.
Yeah.
There's a poster that he has clearly hand-drawn with missing at the top, and there's like a guy that's like dressed very well. He's got kind of longer hair. It says at the bottom, missing tall guy, orange eyes.
Is that what it says?
The reward. I don't remember how much reward me and August figured out, but it would be some measured in gold somewhat. I don't think that's exactly what I had written on that.
Right,
but
yeah, but something along
I'm
those lines.
I'm trying something along those lines. Let me see if I can find it.
Is this your dad? Your brother? No.
How many family relationships? Is this your dad?
Brother?
Brother?
Uncle?
Grandfather?
Mother?
Cousin?
Son.
My boy.
My son.
Grandson.
He's just a friend. He's a friend of mine.
A friend, okay.
And they were roommates.
There was only one bed.
Sean.
Oh. That's very well drawn. Good job.
She does have good penmanship.
She has good penmanship.
It is canon.
Well, I guess we'll continue helping these people out here.
Alright.
I'm serving food.
Do we want to go back to Constantine now?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, boy.
It's Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Alright, Constantine, you are officially decked out in an entire Ecclesia Draconis outfit, and you are in the house of the Ecclesia Draconis. What do you want to do?
Call me Corey, because I'm in the house.
I'm going to go to the hospital to investigate, because he's a curious little boy.
He is a curious little boy! Alright, so yeah, you managed to get into the hospital. Nobody's paying attention to you. They have other more important things than to micromanage you. So what are you looking for specifically? I'm going to say when you walk in, you notice that there is like a, it is rough in here. Like there's lots of cots set up. There's lots of people who with similar sort of like melting burn wounds, that are all kind of in general states of moaning pain. Lots of the attendants who are kind of around and helping patch things up.
What do the wounds look like?
You're able to kind of get a closer look as you're walking past. You notice there's one guy that the whole back of his hand, it almost kind of like a burn stabilizes over time. Like, it does not stay, like, the fire goes out, it does not stop, it stops smoldering, you just have a burn, you have injured skin.
Yeah.
This seems to be, like, something is actively...
still burning?
Or still melting away at his skin.
Like it's
like an oil. Like,
or like napalm.
Yeah.
And so it is almost sort of like his skin almost looks like the roiling surface of a boiling pot.
Oh my god.
So we got soup on this side too.
Bad soup.
Okay. Bad soup.
Bad,
not good
the
soup.
Bad soup.
This
bad
is the
soup.
This is the bad
instead
soup.
Of the good soup, it's bad
yeah.
soup.
So it's mostly burn wounds.
Do you like it seems that there's this sort of like boiling sort of texture that kind of descends out into burns. Mm. So
it's like molten lava for skin.
Constantine is going to look further if there is anything that resembles what was on the clothes, like gold. The gold.
How is the clothes changing color to react to touching?
It was a bit of both. Like it's also so that like if they're wearing white and they get something on them, they can tell. Whereas
yeah.
if they're wearing
yeah.
black, it's gonna absorb the stain and you can't see.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily like not necessarily.
I thought
like
we
the,
had said it was like pH stuff.
So
gotcha.
Somebody had said that
it was
like
half.
It's,
half
it's kind of both a
gotcha.
Little bit.
So, I mean, that's why lab coats are white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can tell when something gets on them.
Yeah.
So you see that there's a couple people that they're that like the patients and their clothes have that same sort of like gold sheen on them, in certain stains, kind of near or around where the wounds are.
Okay.
They're rich.
I have
King Midas.
Or rich.
I have alchemist supplies. Can I do anything of my alchemist supplies to like investigate what is on them? I think I know what is on them, but I just don't want to like take.
Do you
want to
try and like sneak an out like a sample? Mark,
I made a steak.
Trying to think, because see, now I'm thinking, can I do anything that is like artificery, like in, like replicate magic item, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's not really a thing here. Are there any weird tools that any of the surgeons or ecclesia are using, like any weird like. The Infusinator 9000 that's like
Infusinator 9000.
Any suspicious crazy. Any suspicious IV bags?
Plasma
IV bag labeled with Clorox on it. It's like, sir, we need to clean you out. It's like, what?
Bobby, but boy ain't right.
No, we're just reusing. We're just reusing an old bag. Don't worry, it's saline solution. We're just reusing it.
We're just reusing. Like,
Mom, you gotta make do.
This is like a milk jug. Sorry,
Smitty.
A reused milk jug.
And they like cut off the bottom of it too, so it's just open it. And just like pour more saline in it.
Sorry.
Oh my god.
Any suspicious medical procedures or tools are
like a fly that lands in it.
Oh. My man. Injecting the flies.
Oh my god.
You replace your bubbling skin with flies.
Wow, I love the fly with Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, I'm gonna say you're looking around.
Do y'all remember those? Do you remember like the plant watering orbs that were on those ads?
Yep.
It's one of those.
It's one of those. Oh my god.
Okay.
I mean, that is just an IV bag, isn't it?
Kind of, yeah.
I know, yeah. For plants. IVs for plants.
Yes.
You are
plants love sailing.
Kind of looking around. You don't necessarily notice any different implements, I don't imagine, but you do find like kind of like those supplies that the first person you talked to was going through. Like you find jars of this salve that is like a strange color you've never seen before. You see like bandages that are soaked in some sort of, like, they're not dry bandages, they're like soaked in a serum of some sort, or an oil, and they like smell really pungently. And you see that there's like, you're just kind of, it kind of looks like maybe, like, you see, like, there's a almost kind of like an office, like, where there would have been, like, a manager's office for a warehouse. There's, like, an office back there that seems to be commandeered for some, maybe some more, like, lab work to do some more testing, but not necessarily, like, for, there, you don't see any weird implementations for healing.
Okay. I'm gonna, so there's a little vial of a weird thing, bandages covered in a weird thing. I want to see if I can take one of those.
Yeah, roll me a stealth check. See if you can just slip one.
But that's the bad one.
Not one.
That's a 19.
One is really paying attention to you anyway. And so, yeah, you just kind of managed to and stick it into like the pocket of your apron. And you can even manage to steal like a roll of bandages as well and kind of slip it in.
Good.
Do you have? Should I have the name of the vial, like strange vial, medical vial?
I would say strange salve.
Salve.
Salve. S A L V E, and then
salve.
Soap bandages.
Yeah. Ike. Okay.
I love that.
Ike. So cool. Shoot, there's... What would... It's very, it's very interesting what is going on. I'm trying to think. I mean, there's nothing strange afoot. This is pretty. This is pretty clear, like disaster control for like.
Yeah, whatever they're doing down here is just disaster control.
My turn.
Should I? Is all this just for me to leave?
No.
For just me to take these two things. I'm trying to think, what else ought I stay here for?
You're not supposed to be here at all.
Exactly.
None of it's for you.
That's it's just what he's like. What am I supposed to be like? Hey, chief, what's going on? It's like you're our employee. Like, what am I? What am I?
What do you want to do here?
I think I just wanted to see, make sure there wasn't like there were like people weren't like, sir, the our experiments of turning people into goo has been going awry. It's like pretty normal. Like,
it seems to be disaster relief for a very specific kind of disaster brought on by the dragon heart, or brought on by the dragon attack, which is that they have lost the dragon heart and there is now dragon blood spill, essentially.
Okay, I guess.
That they are having to treat differently and separately from everyone else.
I guess Constantine is going
they're also, you kind of get a sense that maybe this is maybe a little bit more out of the way than some of the other places, and then maybe, like, not necessarily that they're trying to keep it from everyone, but there's a sort of sense of, like, if we can keep these really bad-looking injuries away from the general public, then we can decrease panic among the people who are already sort of
okay.
In chaos. Like, they don't need to know how bad it is up at the cathedral.
Okay. I think I might just head out of the hospital room with my mm-hmm. two stolen things.
Hospital.
I'll leave. I'll walk out with purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what the fuck? Why must I not leave things alone?
Honestly.
Truly, Constantine. Truly.
The essence of
being. Oh, darn it. Why couldn't I leave this alone?
Yeah.
It's like very Courage the Cowardly Dog.
I love that show.
So.
All right,
so where are you headed after this?
Okay, I'm thinking I might just leave and be like, look what I investigated, everyone.
Where
is everyone?
Do you know
where we are? No. I guess I'll go back.
Roll investigation check. Find us.
I need to stealthily.
I mean, at least two of your compatriots are standing outside of a building. Concerning.
Yes, but he doesn't even know which direction we were heading.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's
true. Oh, yeah. He cut off once we entered the city.
I guess I will leave the tent in costume, make sure there's no one there, and turn a corner, and then dispose of the clothes in a barrel.
Dispose of the body.
And
yes.
Keep the salve and
don't
thing
forget.
In my big fur coat.
Do it Estevere,
didn't
burn him.
Yeah.
Didn't Estevere very much not burn them?
He burned a different set of clothes.
Yeah, that was different.
So I will leave stealthily. Mission complete. Da 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 da. So for these strange cells for and so bandages for future investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the boys at the office to check. Boys at the lab to check this one out. Like
it's just you.
You are also the boys at the lab.
Sir, we just got
the voices in my head.
It's just Neosporin. It's not that special. You didn't have to do all that.
He came back with a vial of gold bond.
It's a strange salve. It's called I can't remember the name.
Vaseline.
It's called Vaseline.
Oris Bondus.
It's like I better find the others and tell them what I. What have I done? Whatever. I will go find them. Where are they?
Are you trying to go find your friends now?
You're all alone.
Is there anything else that's around
August
me that's like
technically
us?
There.
That's true.
You have to roll a perception check.
My guy.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Okay.
Sixteen
plus two.
18.
I'll say that you see a taller man wearing robes. He's standing kind of off by the residential area. He's talking with two gentlemen that are in, like, full black knight's armor.
Whoa.
That, like, all of the different parts of their armor are kind of, like, lined with gold. They seem... and their armor, like, makes them seem like, this guy is already pretty tall.
How tall is
the
he?
Guy in white is...
Is it power armor? And the time that Hannah isn't here...
I'm strategically...
She, like, Fallout last night.
Yeah. talking about power armor last night.
It's like, it makes them appear much more grand and overbearing. But he seems to be sort of having, not a surreptitious conversation with these two guys, but he is, like, talking to them. One of them has his helmet sort of, like, underneath his arm. The other one still has, like, a helmet. You can't see his face. And they're sort of having a conversation about some stuff.
I guess I will...
Death approaches.
Can I sleep against the wall?
Roll me a stealth check.
Walk like an Egyptian starts playing.
your character is safe, dude. Before he gets back,
I do want to go out.
Yeah,
am I really going to do this?
I can find anything related to
yeah.
what I was talking
don't
about.
You know?
The hunch that I pointed out.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Walk like
18.
Yo!
18. Yeah,
plus
you
whatever.
Managed to kind of duck.
I don't know.
To,
is it?
Potentially to continue
two?
The solid snake theme, you find an extra space that's over by the thing, and you manage to like hop inside and put close a lid on top of you. So you are close enough with the conversation that you can hear them, but they can't see you. Yeah, you hear the gentleman. Who's in white robes.
The gentleman?
He's just like, he was talking to the two knights, and he's just like, he goes, look, I understand that you have lots of important business here to do. My job is to take care of these injured people and to make sure that none of this gets out to the public. What does the vice chaplain say about this? And the guy in knight armor who doesn't have his helmet on, he goes, the vice chaplain agrees with me, as she should, that we need to go find this dragon sooner rather than later. And if we don't, then your whole city is going... There will not be any more people to take care of, because the city will go into shambles. So I suggest... that you find some resources to allocate so that we can bring them with us. And he goes, resources to allocate? Do you not see everything that's going on around here? I don't have any manpower left. I can't send... We have dozens, if not hundreds, of injured people who have gone through here. I can't... We're all hands are on deck here already. And he goes, well, you're going to be more hands on deck if you don't send us people with us, because otherwise, what are we supposed to do... Like, we're going to go attack a dragon. We need healers to come with us. And he's like, and he kind of looks at this and goes, well, I mean, if I leave the vice captain, he goes, I could come with you. And I count for at least 5 people. And the knight goes...
I want that man's confidence.
I want that.
Is it a white man? That makes sense.
Yeah.
A white man? No.
He goes at least. He goes. I count for at least 5 of my supporters. Is that enough for you? And then I goes. If you think that is enough, then we'll see what we can do. I just hope that you don't die in the process. He goes. We're headed into town in order to drum up some more support. We will be leaving in. He goes, we're going to be leaving at dawn 2 days from now. I hope that you have all of your resources and affairs ready by then.
Why do I feel like we're about to get pressured into another quest, guys?
Yippee!
I feel it coming.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to happen.
Okay, so that's what you hear. They sort of part ways after that.
That's going to be a bad night.
No, it's crazy. Everyone pretend to have burn wounds.
things are not looking good.
Poor
I should
what
go
is,
find
that
him. He's talking to my. I don't know. I can't remember what Connie's voice is.
I respect all of them.
He wasn't like even really. A, he had
like weird diction that was really
what I try to do. It's
I don't think it was even a voice, it was just the
way things are not
spoke.
Looking good. I must go find my friends.
I'm just thinking
but
of
where?
What's it?
But where?
It's like the kid in the lab.
Dexter.
It is Dexter.
Dexter. Yeah. Dexter. Laboratory.
He could be Dexter.
What accent was that that Dexter had?
It's
what
I
are
just
you
made
doing?
Up. Made up. I don't
sound
think
like XQC.
It sounded like
you
the voice you were
sound like that.
He's a dude. Hey, what's
no, no, the way you said the
dude.
You're
being
even
the Big Bang or Pangaea.
Not XQC.
He was supposed to have like the fictional mad scientist voice.
I guess I wonder where that voice came from as well. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to try to find my friends in this big old city.
Okay.
All
right.
We
wanted to do something before Constantine came back.
Yes.
I think that if you find it, I'm going to have everyone leave the room.
Okay. I'm still going to do it.
That's fine. I
Are
never
you taking
leave.
Anybody with you?
Are you taking your brother with you? No, I'm just kidding.
Are you taking your brother with you?
Actually, probably would.
Oh, I hate that you get to stay.
Bro time.
Heck
bro
yeah.
Time.
I have done minimal stuff this session.
That's so fair.
Hey, you have drunk alcohol and made soup and commented that you fought an 8-foot tall woman.
That's about it. In
hey,
3 hours.
You know what? That's a commitment to a bit that I appreciate. All right, we're pausing this.